1 million Americans misused prescription drugs, with most of the prescription drugs coming from family and friends, often from medicine cabinets.
The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this serious public health and safety issue.
Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs
to the Reading City Hall, Saturday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For info, call 241-5958 or visit chemicalpeople.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This value.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 7 after the hour. This is the weekend DJV program, i.e. in this hour, we're going to take all the members of the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, take their thoughts and opinions on the big stories of the week. According to the research done by Talkers Magazine, every week they listen to lots of radio programs on lots of stations and get the gist of what it is that's on our minds as listeners and participants in the conversation. There's a people list that has 10 names on it, story list that has 10 things on it. Sometimes, well, most of the time, they're actually related. So I guess when I look at this, sometimes I start at number 10, go to 1, sometimes 1 to 10, and sometimes I pick and choose. I think that the number 10 item this week has some legs, even though the name of Donald Trump does not appear in the top 10 list this week of people. His launching his own media platform has caused some interest, I guess. I don't know. Is it that it's him? Is it that it's a new platform? What do we think about this? I guess, Jay, I'm interested in how much there's a lot of social media bias that people talk about, and you seem to be on top of our list of go-to people for social media trends. So in terms of Trump, anybody, does it take a name? How hard is it to do this, to get something like this started in terms of what you have to have technically to make it work? Because it seems very complicated. It would be very complicated to me anyway.
I guess I'm not understanding the question.
The question is, does Trump starting his own media platform, is that difficult? Is it easy technologically and to round up people who will come?
Well, he's not starting his own. He's a partner.
Yeah, on the technological side, it's easy. He's like Victoria said, he's not going to be the one doing it. Other people who know how to do this will. And then on the how well will it actually do side, because it's Trump and he has so many supporters, I think that if and when this actually develops, it's going to be a success amongst his supporters.
Yeah, I don't think there's much question about that. It just, I don't know, we've got so much social media now, how much more do you need? Or is he just not visible on anything else?
Well,
or
I think he's not allowed to be on anything.
Well, and that's the point, is if these things are supposed to be considered like vessels of free speech, even though they're private businesses, why are they limiting the speech of mostly conservatives? I mean, you have Louis Farrakhan, who is directly linked to the attack on the Capitol this week, who says very hateful things, who is a racist, he is a bigot, And someone that it was one of his followers was inspired by him to drive through the Capitol. Yet he is still on social media and Donald Trump is not. So I think there's a very different level of what's acceptable and what's not. It's very political. And so what's the alternative for conservatives if they're getting blocked all the time for no good reason? Because I have a lot of friends. I myself have had stuff flagged for no good reason. And, you know, where do we go? What do we do? How do we talk to other people? That's, I think, one of the things that half the country is worried about.
Wicket. Yeah, it's a sticky wicket for sure. I mean, Trump is he the worst guy to come along in a long time? You mentioned Louis Farrakhan, who is no good under any stretch of anybody's measurement, as far as I'm concerned. And that's a great question that you ask, frankly. Speaking of being no good, number nine on the story list is the focus on Matt Gaetz and Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo may be happy that Gaetz came along to take him off the front page.
Could be.
Much as
I don't know. Cuomo had the accuser who still is anonymous. So the only one, there's nine of them, I think, and the one who we don't know her name is the one who has the Albany police investigating this. And she came out and gave an interview to someone describing how he summoned her to the governor's mansion. And as soon as she walked inside the door, he slammed the door and locked it, according to her accounts. And then it immediately kind of got too close to her, and she said all she could see was his big hand coming at her, and he started groping her underneath her shirt. And he called her over for just in the name of helping him with his cell phone or his mobile device, whatever it was. So the heat, for a while, the story had disappeared on Andrew Cuomo. It was also revealed this week in the nursing home scandal that he faces. Remember he said that he gave one number about how many nursing home deaths were like linked to the policies of him putting COVID positive people into nursing homes. And he's not alone, by the way. The reason that they're bearing this story with sexual allegations is because the governor of New Jersey did the same thing. The governor of Michigan and the governor of Pennsylvania all did the same thing that Cuomo did, putting COVID positive people into nursing homes, which killed a large number of senior citizens.
Too. Yeah, a lot of states did this.
So they're trying to cover that up because they don't want that to be the storyline.
Yeah, but why is he singled out? Why aren't the rest?
Because he lied about the numbers. This is the
problem.
What
about the rest of them?
I don't know if they lied about the numbers.
Murphy in Jersey, where I am, he's not accused of lying about the numbers. He's being all of these governors who had COVID patients in nursing home facilities. They're all being taken to task as to why they did that.
A dumb move.
But Cuomo is the one, I guess, who either he lied or authorized Dr. Zucker, who is the health commissioner of New York. He's the one who's really kind of the focus right now. The New York Post has a whole big expose on it. So he's kind of the one who's taking the heat. But ultimately, you know, the buck stops with Cuomo. I mean, he's the governor. And so
part of it is that, you know, Cuomo said, well, I didn't know all of these extra people died. Well, now this week what came out is that he did know that his office had an accurate count of how many people were dying because of this. And they just chose not to share it with the federal government. And they didn't have to. You know, here's where I'll stick up, and I don't do it often for Washington State or New Jersey or Pennsylvania. New York had a Navy ship sitting there waiting to take patients. They had the Javits Center waiting to take patients.
But that was after, though, unfortunately.
It really wasn't. Look at the timeline.
That started after. Those people were already in nursing home facilities, whether they were dying or...
They had the resources.
But the timing, there isn't a lot of crossover there. Cuomo is not in the right here at all. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying the timeline of that, when the comfort ship arrived in New York.
It was there in April.
Yeah, but these people were in March. These people were already in nursing homes. They were already
Let me move the conversation along by asking a question with regard to this $1.9 trillion spending bill supposedly to help people through COVID. Is it true or not true that the federal government is going to be sending families of people who died from COVID $9,000? Do we have confirmation
of
that?
In New York, that's to pay for funeral costs. There is a part of that. And AOC, for her district, that was something that she and Chuck Schumer worked on together as part of that bill.
So it's just going to her district?
Well, no, but in New York was a big push for that because there are literally, this is so horrible, but there are thousands and thousands of deceased people who their families can't afford to claim their bodies. And so the part of that COVID relief bill is basically just to cover funeral costs. It's not like it's a payout to families.
No, there's
it's
a lot
covering
of,
funeral
there's
costs.
There's a lot of question, though, on whether a lot of these people who were supposedly victims of COVID really were. The $2,000 bounty that hospitals got for everybody that they certified died from COVID, there's a real question there about whether that's all true or not. All right, before we leave number nine, I want to go, we didn't spend, I don't want to, there's no reason or way that we can give Matt Gaetz a pass here, but I'm wondering
if... Oh, things have gotten worse for him.
Well, apparently...
he doesn't know how to use Venmo.
Is there a plea deal that's been offered to him?
No, his not him yet, but the guy that he paid money to sex traffic, he's that guy, Greenberg. He just copped a plea, which
but he
is
was
not
also,
good
he,
news.
Well, he was in trouble for other stuff. He held a position in Florida, and so this is what I think it's getting conflated. That's what they're working on with the plea deal. But in exchange, I think he's giving information about this case. Now, again, I think from everything I've read, it's still stemming from this this alleged 17-year-old girl that they paid $900 to travel someplace to the islands or something like that. Matt Gaetz says that this girl doesn't exist, but if there's evidence, I mean, there has to be a travel log somewhere that could prove whether or not who's telling the truth here. I mean, this doesn't seem like it would be brain surgery to figure out if someone, I mean, you have to have records of travel, right? I mean, everybody does.
Right.
So
unless it's a private jet, and you know, which.
But even then, I think you have to have.
Yeah, picking up the mantle of Jeffrey Epstein very nicely. Yeah. 16 past the hour on the overview of what's going on in talk radio. We call it the Talk Radio Roundup. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. 18 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen. The people list does not include the name of Prince Philip, but probably would if we weren't doing this toward the end of the week. This is a week-long overview, but as we get to the week end of the week and the weekend, a big conversation will be about the passing of Prince Philip in England, who has passed, what was he, 98, I think, right?
99.
And it was something, I mean, he's not been in good health. Wasn't he in the hospital for 2 weeks, just a month or so ago?
Yeah. He had been in and out for a while, and it was like he just bounced back. And remember, he was in the hospital, everybody thought he was gone, and then he was out there driving the car around. And I don't know. Got to love that spirit to keep going.
Yeah, well, he's had a very interesting life for sure. So the question that you were asking off the air, this is probably a trending question for social media as well. Should Prince Harry go back, and will he go back?
Will he,
Will he for this funeral? Why wouldn't he? He was close to his grandparents. I don't see what's the, why wouldn't he do that?
Will he be welcome, though? I mean, a lot of it will be distraction, all of this stuff. Well, the royal family cares.
Are they that small-minded?
That.
I guess, yeah, well, some of them are.
But as we've learned from that interview, the firm, as they call it, you know, it's the whole machine. It's not even necessarily the family members themselves. It's the staff and it's everybody around them. It's a PR machine. And so, yeah, it'll be, obviously, I don't think he would be barred from his grandfather's funeral. He's made it pretty clear he has no issues with his grandparents at all. I think Prince Charles is really the one that, you know, he has the issues with, and I think Prince William is kind of stuck in the middle.
Well, and if they are kept out, that's going to be a whole nother round of really bad press for the palace that they don't want anyway.
Right.
Well, but how do they control, they don't seem to be able to control the narrative, or at least they haven't. To this point, very well. They all look like they're blackguards. They all look like they aren't really very progressive and that they don't like...
Right, so keeping them out would
like
be
black.
Worse.
Yeah, right. So, at any rate, the passing, what a colorful, interesting life. Although the other side of it is, one wonders whether he was cooped up and kept as the husband of the queen. Could he do what he... If he wasn't married to the queen, would his life have been different? Interesting thing to speculate on, but you can't go there because he was. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Journey concert production. Join us Saturday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. Salute to Journey live in the Event Center. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert with limited seating in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Saturday, May 1st. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, we're back at 23 after the hour. This is the DJV overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Jay Kirshner is in charge of social media, and there are a lot of things that are on the edge, if you will, of a conversation that is, didn't make it quite into the top 10, but there are a lot of people talking about it. For example, Netflix landing the streaming rights to the Spider-Man movies and other movies, Jumanji. So this means that they're not going to be in theaters, it's going to be on Netflix, is that what
no,
this
they
means,
will.
Jay?
So Sony doesn't have their own streaming service, and once these, so that's why Netflix bought the rights for the domestic streaming rights, and these will stream after they have been in theaters and they have done their at-home release.
Where did they go
like the
prior to
release
this?
And the,
where did all these things from Sony go heretofore before this deal with Netflix? They have a different place.
I feel like they went to the movie channels like HBO and stuff, and or not ABC Plus, Disney Plus. they've gone to those because Marvel is big with the Disney universe, but Spider-Man is Sony. So Netflix has the exclusive rights. A lot of these movies you can find either on Netflix and Hulu, Amazon Prime, but for Sony, Netflix is like, nope, we are the one and only. So after the on-demand viewing at home and the theatrical release, they'll go strictly to Netflix for streaming. You can't find them anywhere else.
All right, another trending story is this, the former NFL player who killed five people in South Carolina, including himself. That's part of, I think, well, that's another one of these things that's close to the top. I think a lot of people are talking about this, frankly, and whether or not it was the fact, his family says he went crazy after he played football, and it's easy to blame football, but the other side of it is it's easy to understand why it could be that that affected his brain. So I mean, there's a lot of information about this guy and what he's been doing. He's a fairly young guy,
yeah,
right?
And some of his former teammates said that he was in the process of opening a yogurt shop. There were a lot of things that he had been talking about, not just what he was going to do in his future, but, like, the future was now. Here were things that he was actually doing and going forwards with. And the York County Sheriff, Sheriff Tolson, had said that right now just none of it makes sense to any of them. Mm-hmm.
All right, next up here, in terms of what is all over social media, trending items, the Derek Chauvin case. Certainly the experts say that George Floyd died of a lack of oxygen. So how's this playing out, Jay?
Well, yeah, it's the question of the lack of oxygen. Was it drug-induced? Was it the knee to the neck-induced? The medical expert is saying even the healthiest of a person having a knee to their neck for that length of time without any let-up would have suffocated as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm surprised at? That in terms of what's trending, there isn't more focus on COVID. There certainly was. Is it just old hat? Is it because so many people have, you know, there's even though it's
it. It's been a way too long of a time.
And there are still people denouncing it because they don't know anybody who personally was affected by it.
Denouncing what? The focus on it? Or
no, that it's even a real
exists.
Pandemic. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd be one. I mean, I denounce not the fact that it was there or that it's a reality, but the way we responded to it, I think, was completely irresponsible because the toll it's taken has been far greater. I mean, how you value a life, but the way that this was handled economically in comparison to other circumstances that have existed that were similar, no one can quite explain to me how it is that we did what we did and actually got away with it. That is, where did all of this start? Did it start in the news media? Did it start with politicians? The fear and the way that we handled it? Like, it seemed all of a sudden we lost control of our lives.
Yeah, and just how politicized it really even got.
Yeah, and it was exactly what I am a firm believer that this all started. The Chinese government was responsible for what went on in that laboratory. I think last week we were talking here on this program about how the World Health Organization whitewashed it and the rest of the world said, hey, not so fast. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of further exploration into what we all know actually happened. It's 28 past the hour. More stories and people focus as we continue.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and and just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st, for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. We're going over the charts for the week of April 5th to the 9th. The Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts from the DJV show's perspective. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Number 8 is the focus on the investigation of what happened at the Capitol. Jennifer, I don't want to let this go. I think there's a few more minutes, or at least a few more items in here. Louis Farrakhan and his involvement in what the most recent episode was. You said something, and I do wonder sometimes about our is it priorities when it comes to examining people, and how it is that this guy has gotten away in terms of the public forum with the kind of stuff, the grievous.
The Ayatollah still has a Twitter profile. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It just seems that when we talk, and we did earlier in the show about how Trump is building a new, or he's going to put his name on a new social media platform that's going to be about promoting free speech. And it's because The social media companies are in this really weird gray area. I've said it before, where they are they're private companies, but they are acting like a utility. And so they have the right to bar whoever they want, but people also have the right to question it. Louis Farrakhan has a profile on Twitter and Facebook. He is a known racist. He's a bigot. And he inspired the attack that happened, it feels like 10 years ago, but last Friday at the United States Capitol, where this guy, whether for mental illness or head injury, traumas, whatever he had, he was radicalized, and he was a big believer, a follower of Louis Farrakhan, thinking he
wasn't allowed in the group. Yeah, but it's interesting, though, because this is kind of in the same gray area as you know, the Capitol insurrection, where, you know, some people say they were inspired by Trump's words. And, you know, Trump has not had culpability for this. The Nation of Islam put out a statement saying that this guy tried to be a member but was never a member. And so this was sort of like, well, who's actually to blame then?
Well, aside,
if you're going to give Trump, a pass and say he didn't inspire it,
but
then you have to
hold
kind
on
of,
just a second.
I'm no fan of Louis Farrakhan. I'm just saying,
let me throw that. But I think Jennifer makes a good point when she says Farrakhan has still a presence on social media, but Trump doesn't.
Right.
I think that's,
well, that's a separate issue, and I agree with Jen.
But that's the issue that I'm making, because here's the thing. The guy who went out and shot up the baseball game, no one blamed Bernie Sanders. I don't think people should blame Trump for the same thing. My point is two separate things. Whatever inspired this guy, that's one thing, but Twitter reacted in one way to Trump, and they reacted in another way to Louis Farrakhan. Mm-hmm. It's not about who I personally hold accountable, because I believe in personal accountability. I think people... There are a lot of bad circumstances that people live with every single day, and not everybody picks up a gun, not everybody picks up a knife, not everybody gets in their car. So I think it's a line of demarcation. It's how the social media companies deal with that. So
in any case,
this guy, well, no, he drove into, but you want to tell the story. He drove into the barricades at the Capitol, came out, pulled a knife, killed a U.S. Capitol policeman by running his car into them, and then he was shot and killed himself.
Shot, right. Yeah. Okay, number seven. The situation on the border, which in my mind ought to be further up the list, there's so many other things here. Does this conversation get lost now because we're so focused on other things like gun control and race relations in general? Why isn't immigration and race relations more or less the same thing? Isn't it kind of the same thing in a manner of speaking?
Race relations with American citizens versus people who are trying to come into
the country.
That's disrespectful to American black citizens and brown citizens.
The reason that I think that it should be.
Disrespectful according to
him. Well, the reason I think it should be is that
I think it's disrespectful to put them in the same category.
The people who come into the country illegally are taking the jobs from minority Americans. That's my point, and that it
well,
has
that's
been.
An un- that's an employment. That's an unemployment issue. Then that's not race relations slash the border.
Well, I think it's
that's
about
what
the
Doug
situation.
Is trying to put it all into the same.
Yeah,
I'm saying that the Latins are being people from Latin America are being. There's a lot of prejudice that's being that has been and continues to be, at least in my neck of the woods. People's attitude toward Latins, Latinos, Latinas, who are taking jobs, getting jobs, come to this country, don't speak the language, they seem to be coddled. There's a lot of resentment.
That's why a lot of people in the black and brown communities do not support illegal immigration, because they take away, I mean, all of the benefits that were set up in this country for minority groups, specifically for black Americans, are taken away by people who come into the country legally.
Of all of the issues that we
confront.
Let's
get to the bigger issue, because this is so heartbreaking and heart-wrenching, and it should be at the top of the list. I mean, if we're going to spend time talking about Andrew Cuomo and Matt Gaetz, we need to be talking about this story, and that is that there are girls who are coming into this country and her being raped and sexually abused. I don't know if you guys, you know, I was appalled yesterday to do my little game of who's talking about what on cable news. And MSNBC was talking about Matt Gaetz and CNN was talking about infrastructure. And there were girls that were featured on this. It's hard to even talk about. There were girls that were featured on this story on Fox News yesterday, and a couple of people who were members of Congress went to the border to do a tour, and they met up with this group of girls who couldn't even speak because their voices were gone, and they were asked about that. They were raped in the middle of the desert, and they were screaming so loud for help that they still cannot talk, and it's been like a week or two that they've been in custody. In San Antonio, The Coliseum.
It's a real blight on our country. It's a blight.
How we can let this happen and where and why people, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you've got women who cannot speak right now because they were screaming for help and no one heard them because they were being, and by the way, this was a group rape. They were being raped over and over and over and over again and nobody came to help them. That's embarrassing for our country. That's an embarrassment. And we should be, I don't know why, how this is allowed to happen. In San Antonio, the convention center is a place that is housing migrant girls. There are stories of, and four legitimate allegations where the person who works there is being named, confirmed. There are stories of malnourishment happening in this facility. The governor of Texas came out, said we're trying to shut it down. The Biden administration will not let anyone in to shut it down. They tried to call Child Protective Services to get these girls who've been victimized in this facility
well, what's
out.
What's the point?
Child
why,
Protective
though?
Services
why
was turned away.
Well, but why? Why would they
why?
Do that? That's
I don't
the
know.
Question.
Why? Yeah. Is it a bad? Is it, it looks bad?
All right, we,
they don't
we
want
move
attention?
On. It's number ridiculous. Six is our relationship with China. I noticed that they've handed death sentences to some of the Muslims who were the penalties for being a Muslim in China. Why aren't they immigrating out of China, I guess, and go to Muslim
they
countries?
They can't leave. They're in
they
concentration camps. But
all
why
of them?
But why should they? Well, millions, yes. Why should but why should they leave? They've been there for thousands of years.
Doesn't
why
mean,
I mean why
it,
should
wouldn't
they have
you want to get
leave?
Away from it if you could get away from
I'm
it?
I'm just saying that's
China
the
is not like our country. Or anything, any other country. That's the problem. I mean, whether it's a problem or not, the rest of the world is what I object
where they,
to is
where
the rest of the world had given them a free pass. Go to some country in the Middle East and is basically a Muslim country.
But see, you're making the same argument. It's like saying, you know, we don't want to talk about the horrible conditions that people in South America are dealing with and why they want to come here. And you're saying, well, you know, the Uyghur Muslims should just go somewhere else.
Well,
I mean,
I guess I'm
literally making the same statement out of both sides of your mouth on that one.
No, I'm not. This the whole thing about China and what we're not repressing people to the point where we're raping and killing people, but I don't know under what auspices. It's certainly not the federal government.
How about if we don't allow China to have concentration camps? I mean, I think that's the solution.
Well, how do we stop
Germany.
That, though?
We went to war, and we went and we got tough, and nobody wants to talk about that. But everybody's letting China slide. We go back into the World Health Organization.
That's what I. That's what
China
I.
Again.
That's my problem.
The world needs help
because China's still doing this within their own borders. You know, Hitler tried to take over all of Europe, and that's why we went to war. It wasn't just because of what was going on in Germany.
Does it matter? I mean, we've gone into
altercations. Do we want to go to war? I don't know. I mean,
I don't want to go to
at
war.
Some point,
but I want the world to know.
To take a tough stand
and to be doing something about or having something other than just passive reaction. Even though the countries that have said the Chinese influence on the World Health Organization, and they're saying that the virus didn't originate in the Wuhan laboratory and wasn't done on purpose is garbage, and the rest of the world is focused on that. But to bring it back around to us, so the economy is number four this week. Our economy is being shaped by the Chinese, not by us, but it's being shaped our economy for 40 years. Has been shaped by the greed of these huge corporations that have gone to bed with China, and now they're getting it stuck up their keister because the Chinese are in charge. They've got they're cleaning our clocks, and we haven't got
they
the
own
in,
Hollywood.
Apparently insight.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the insight to if you want to increase taxes to take the Chinese the companies that are doing business with the Chinese to task. By increasing their taxes to 28%, that's a great idea. And then turning around and incentivizing companies that are in China to come back to America, take their taxes and cut them. So why isn't there some leadership?
I think it's almost too late for that. I don't even think it's the factories in China. It's the fact, you know, we focused a lot on Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola this week with the voter rights bill in Georgia and all of this back and forth. It came out. China is. Do you know how much of Coca-Cola is controlled by China? How much of Major League Baseball? The relationship that Major League Baseball has with China. They've infiltrated everything.
Everything.
Forget about pulling out a factory.
Talk about farming. Yeah, yeah. Everything.
Yeah, Jen's right. At this point, to just issue a blanket statement of, okay, well, if you do business in China, then we're taxing you 28%. Because every single company, whether they're headquartered here and they make 90% of their parts here in America, there are 10% of stuff that's still made in China. Or if China's on
because
the board.
Right, you can bring
look
it
at
back
all the radio
here
stations. We've talked about TV and radio stations that China owns or are part owners in. It's like, I mean, it's impossible. It's like
we're
trying to get the microplastics out of the
ocean.
It's too, the particles are too small.
I wonder what my grandson is going to live with. And a lot of other people
wonder
that as
well. Happy I don't have
kids,
honestly. 45
minutes.
We talk about
this a lot. Story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 5th to the 9th. As we go through the top 10, number 10 on the list is Mr. Trump launching his own media platform and in conjunction with someone else, Matt Gaetz, and his problems with, not with Andrew Cuomo, but he's got the same sort of problems. Number 8, investigation of what's happened at the Capitol. Number 7, the immigration problem on the border. Number 6, our relationship with China and Iraq and Russia. Georgia's election legislation is 5. The economy and economic initiatives, number 4. Gun violence and gun control initiatives, number 3. Derek Chauvin and that trial, number 2. And COVID and all the related items with vaccines and variants and that sort of thing. That's number 1 this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine. Yeah, all right. We get to a couple of we got to talk a little about Derek Chauvin. And I don't know. We've talked enough about COVID. I don't know that we need to get into that. But certainly the trial should be in our focus, and it is next here.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
From Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine, this list is also, by the way, published at the DJV Show site, DJVShow.com, because a lot of the input on the 2-hour countdown show comes from the members of my staff at the DJV Show. So number 10 on the people list this week is Andrew Cuomo, for obvious reasons. Number 9, Matt Gaetz, obvious reasons. Brian Kemp is 8, Nancy Pelosi is 7, Kamala Harris is 6. What is she doing for the border is the question a lot of people are asking. Don't know there are any good answers yet. Mitch McConnell is 5. Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, interesting character politically. Derek Chauvin is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Interesting that Trump is not on the list this week. And a lot of people wondering whether Fauci is worn out his welcome. Now, the points of view of conversation, courtesy of the review done by the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. All right, back for a couple of more minutes here. The Derek Chauvin trial, the implications of the trial and what we are learning, the pre-existing conditions, drug use. Doctors say in the testimony this week, it looks like they had no impact on what happened to him. There will be people that will argue against that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what I've seen here this week is a focus on the police in general, back to those episodes around all around the country and around the world that have brought this to the emotional height that it is. And one wonders what we there a lot of talk about police reform, but where is it really taking place? Is it taking place, police reform?
Yeah, in Los Angeles, and it's not working. They cut the budget of the LAPD.
But see, cutting the budget doesn't fix anything. That's stupid.
Okay, well, that's how they are thinking of reform. So $150 million, not working. The crime is spiking in Los Angeles. It's ridiculous right now. And also the new district attorney, George Gascon, who's super progressive, funded by George Soros. Now you've got people, I think I told you guys earlier today.
Funded by George Soros? What does that
mean? He took $2.5million to run his campaign for L.A. district attorney.
How do you get away with getting that much money from one source?
You can. Sure. Welcome to politics. So he got it. He used it.
Isn't that illegal?
And he won.
Nope.
And he has gone in. He's already got a recall underway because he is reclassifying. He's taking away special circumstances. You have a lot of victims who have had gang members kill their family, their kids, and these people are being let out of jail in just a few years because of these policies.
All right. Well, there it is. Some of our thoughts about the big stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour. Time for Victoria and I, mostly Victoria, to go through the top five tech stories of this past week. We do that every week at this time. So at number five, it's the Twitter buying up Clubhouse. This is... You talk about the register going ka-ching.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. Well, out of dough here.
This story really surprised a lot of people this week. So Twitter is already building a competitor to Clubhouse. Clubhouse is the social audio app. basically it's like listening in to a bunch of conference calls. Essentially, it's not even really public. It's still invitation only at this point. It's also only on iOS, meaning it's only on Mac and Apple systems and iPhones. So it's interesting that the story from Bloomberg this week was that Twitter actually offered to buy Clubhouse for $4 billion. And this is before Clubhouse even really launched. And so Clubhouse turned it down, and the negotiations didn't really go anywhere. It was unclear whether maybe Clubhouse wanted more money or if they felt like they wanted to launch first and maybe they thought they'd be worth more money. However, the Clubhouse is now looking to raise money at that same $4 billion valuation. So they took Twitter's discussions and then they made it public. And Facebook is also looking to create their own rival to Clubhouse. And so it's interesting. Right now, celebrities, tech CEOs, mostly tech CEOs, and some, you know, regular people who have been invited into the app have tuned in and have hosted rooms. Essentially, it's very buzzy right now. People are talking about it. Essentially, you're just listening in to discussions, and you can, you know, you can ask questions. It's not guaranteed that whoever's hosting the room will call on you to answer your question, but it feels interactive with, you know, Elon Musk from Tesla. Kanye West has been threatening to do one. He hasn't done one yet, but it is kind of interesting where Clubhouse is right now. To not even be public and to be worth $4 billion, it's kind of a crazy story.
Pretty amazing. Number four is a phone trade-in program. If you did this before, now it's time to revisit, perhaps, yes?
Right. The trade-in provider Gazelle, which was the number one online trade-in business for old iPhones and Samsung, and any device, really, your iPad, tablets, things, laptops, things like that. So Gazelle was the number one go-to for millions of people to trade in their old phones and their old devices. And then they went out of business because a lot of other internet service providers and cell phone companies started taking back their own products. So it kind of put Gazelle into a weird spot. They went out of business, but now, because of the pandemic, there has been a huge influx of people wanting to trade in devices, so Gazelle is back in business. So you can actually go back to the website, and you can do the same old trade-ins that you used to do. You might not get as much money as you would have in the past, but Gazelle makes it very easy. I've traded in so many devices through Gazelle. It's a really great website, and it's really easy to use, so I'm happy
Number
that they're
three,
back.
Amazon Music.
Yep, Amazon Music's mobile app is now getting a new feature to make it easier to use while driving. Car Mode is a simplified version of Amazon Music's interface. It features larger buttons, suggested playlists and albums, and easy access to Alexa. And so Car Mode is divided into two sections. The upper part of the top of the phone is devoted to playback controls, so you're not like driving and swiping through a bunch of different screens to get to what you want. So it makes it a lot easier to use hands-free, option. And so Amazon Music right now has 55 million subscribers. It's not as popular as Spotify or Apple Music, but a lot of people are using it. And Car Mode is actually available now in Amazon Music on iOS and Android as well.
Number two.
This is nuts. I just keep seeing these vaccine cards popping up more and more on social media. You've got to stop doing that. And tech experts are now saying, and cybersecurity experts are saying, please do not do this, because not only does it have your full name and your birth date, but there are other things that are on there, like the location of where you got your vaccine, the lot number, the type of vaccine that you got. All of this information thieves can put together. They piece it together like a puzzle, and they can steal your identity. They can open up accounts in your name. They can even take your tax refund from you. So this is a lot more serious than people seem to think it is. But yeah, stop posting these pictures. It's crazy.
Number one this week.
533 million Facebook users have had their data leaked online for hackers. So phone numbers, Facebook IDs, your full name, location, birthday, email, all of it from 106 countries. This is why we don't post things.
All right. There it is. A word to the wise is sufficient. Top five items from the world of technology at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Texas Republicans are working to recruit an army of 10,000 poll workers and watchers to fight voter fraud in Houston.
An official with the county Republican Party said in a leaked video released by advocacy group Common Cause Texas that they are seeking volunteers from the suburbs that will have the confidence and courage to come down here in these areas. He added, this fraud down here is really going to continue. Republicans in Texas have advanced several measures aimed at fighting voter fraud. Several of the bills appear to focus on how Harris County ran their elections last year, banning the overnight and drive-through early voting options offered there. Patrick Foss reporting.
Virginia's governor calling for an independent investigation into a traffic stop in which two police officers were captured on video pepper spraying and pointing their guns at a black army officer. Governor Ralph Northam calls the December 2020 encounter disturbing. The prosecution continues its case against Derek Chauvin tomorrow as week three begins in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd.
On Friday, prosecutors presented medical experts, including Dr. Andrew Baker, the Hennepin County medical examiner who ruled the death a homicide after Chauvin held his knee on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds.
The law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take by virtue of those heart conditions.
Chauvin's lawyers blame Floyd's health and drug use for his death. Again, Dr. Baker.
Mr. Floyd's use of fentanyl did not cause the subdual or neck restraint.
The defense is expected to begin its case later in the week. Audio courtesy Court TV. I'm Julie Walker.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is poised for an extended period of strong growth and hiring, even though the coronavirus still poses some risk. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Power's been lost at Iran's underground nuclear facility in Natanz.
The outage occurred just hours after the facility started up new centrifuges that would help it to enrich uranium faster. Iran's Atomic Energy Agency spokesman confirmed to Iranian state TV that there had indeed been an outage. However, the cause of the outage was still unknown. Israeli media were rife with speculation that the power cut was the result of a cyber attack. While the reports offered no sourcing for the evaluation, Israeli media maintains a close relationship with its military and intelligence agencies. If Israel caused the blackout, it further heightens the tensions between the two nations already engaged in a shadow conflict across the wider Middle East. I'm Karen Chamas.
The last few people remaining in the area closest to an erupting volcano on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent's have raced to get clear. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Airlines have pulled Boeing MAX jets off the runways to inspect electrical systems.
Domestic airlines, including Southwest, have grounded their fleets of Boeing 737 MAX jetliners after Boeing reported a possible electrical problem. 16 airlines are involved, but Southwest has over 700 Boeing jets in its fleet. The grounding is the latest setback for the MAX jets.
Ken Lorman reports the recommendation to pull the jets was made to allow for verification that a sufficient ground path exists for a component of the electrical power system. It did not specify, that is, how many aircraft could be potentially impacted by its recommendation. A federal judge who was appointed to the bench by President George W. Bush in 2003 was killed in Florida by a vehicle that jumped the sidewalk and hit her. The 23-year-old woman that was driving the car was arrested. More on townhall.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
John Adams said, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." As more Americans are identifying as atheists or no religious affiliation, it is not surprising that our morals and religious restraints have eroded from our founding Judeo-Christian principles.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Just subject to policy terms.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the end of the first full week of April. Therefore, we have the charts from Talkers Magazine before us for the week of April 5th to the 9th, to be more specific. And here to do the honors to go through the items, the stories, the people list, etc., as we do every week at this time, Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to bring you into the fold the information that pertains to what's going on in News Talk Radio. That's the simple format here. As we go through the top 10 stories, we'll talk about some of them and what mentions need to be made of the people on the list as well, plus other news from the world of talk radio. You can check it all out at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all things talk, video, audio, podcasting, all that stuff. So, Michael... This week's been just another one of those weeks, right?
Yeah, just another week. I got to tell you, one of those things.
I don't like cliches, but there's one cliche that I have to say. It's hard to believe that it's already the second week of April. I mean, think about that. We're, you know, everybody says this, so there's got to be something to it. You hear all the time people saying they're losing track of time, and time is going faster and faster. It's just astonishing. But here's what we've got for this week. At number 10, we have social media bias. That's a big topic. And Trump is definitely planning. I mean, definitely and planning don't sound like they go together. But he's definitely planning to launch a media platform. Mm-hmm. At number 9...
Just for a second, there are some people that are bringing to the surface a discussion asking why some folks, the like of Louis Farrakhan, for example, who is a noted racist, why he has a platform and why is if it's not appropriate for Trump to have a platform, get the argument, then why is it appropriate for Louis Farrakhan or others who are just as much a troublemaker as Trump may have been? Why do they have platforms? Isn't that a
well,
good,
that's
conversation?
Why,
I think
that's a good that's conversation. Why. The, that's why. Well, it's a big conversation, and as you point out, I think it's the randomness by which the algorithms or the human initiated bias that these platforms indicate that makes it so profoundly disturbing. There doesn't seem to be a set of standards as to what.
Right. It's political.
Exactly.
Here we are eating our young. While the Russians and the Chinese, I think the rest of the world is for us and wants us to succeed and be okay and be a leader and be influential and helpful because we have always been since, you know, pretty much a beacon. More people, I mean, when you get down to brass tacks, look at all the people that are trying to break into our country. Do you know anybody who's trying to break into Russia or break into China because it's such a wonderful place to live? Mm. And yet these people in these countries, especially the Chinese, have seemingly been able to write the playbook for the last 10, 15, 20 years when you realize how much of America is being influenced by the Chinese government, Chinese culture. They're buying into our businesses right and left. And yet we're arguing about whether Louis Farrakhan or Donald Trump should have a platform while you know, these people are all laughing at us because we're so really so silly. Anyway, excuse me, Michael.
Okay. We are silly. I guess silly is a word, but look, you know, look, another way of looking at that, and you're correct, there are silly aspects to this, but another way of looking at it is democracy and freedom are not tidy. They're very messy.
No, you're right. Yep, that's true. You know, very good absolution.
Because if you want things to be all regulation and all by the rules and everything like
iron
that.
Iron hand.
Exactly.
Nazism.
That's the problem. That's the point. So there's, it's a very fine balance that you have to. It's like getting the focus on a camera. You go too far, it becomes unfocused again. You never quite get it where you want it. At number nine, we have the Matt Gaetz scandal, and we also have Andrew Cuomo on the hot seat. Those two stories
Seems to me that Cuomo is probably happy though that Gaetz came along to take him off of the front page.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Gaetz looks like one of the dumbest people that you probably would want to encounter. He just looks dumb, sounds dumb, acts dumb, and maybe that's, you know, the old, if you quack in the walk or whatever, it's a duck. Looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, must be a duck.
Yeah, dumb duck.
Dumb duck, yeah, right.
Or a dumb cluck. Remember that expression?
Good.
I don't
know
what a cluck is. I hope I haven't said anything to offend anybody.
Maybe
the ducks are offended.
Something. Yeah.
You know, you're a dumb cluck. Yeah. That is a funny word.
It is.
Okay.
That's ageism.
Showing
our age.
I'm showing I'm a man of the 60s, the 1860s.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. We have the Capitol insurrection investigation at number 8. We have the southern border crisis and immigration reform at 7. At number 6, we have the U.S. foreign affairs as they relate to the aforementioned China, Iran, and Afghanistan. At number 5, we have Georgia election legislation. At number 4, we have the economy and Biden's economic initiatives, almost $3 trillion worth of stuff with the infrastructure and all that jazz. At number 3, we have gun violence and Biden's gun control initiatives. All of these shootings are forcing him to do something. Basically, my read on it is he doesn't want to offend the right, but he also is dealing with the left in his own party, so he's coming up with all of these quasi.
But then we have these more examples every week, like this ex-football player that shot 5 people and himself down in, what was it, South Carolina?
Yeah.
At one point this week, come on, I mean, what are we doing to ourselves? And then the family blames it on football, which may be, you know, maybe accurate.
It could be. It depends on whether or not he, you know, had suffered from dementia as a result of derangement as a result of his injuries. Number two, we have the Derek Chauvin trial, race relations and police reform, number two. And number one, of course, COVID-19, vaccines, variants. There's a lot of controversy over vaccine passports and, of course, the stats. This thing, we're not out of the woods yet, but on one level it looks like we are. Another level you read and you hear, we're not.
Well, people have had enough. Whether we are or we aren't, people are realizing the economy was basically destroyed by all of this. And then they're wondering, okay, what are these payoffs to people? As part of the Biden plan this week, it was announced that families of people who died of COVID get $9,000 from the government. Funeral expenses or whatever it is, okay, so more money out the door. And then there's the question about whether really all the people whose death certificates said they died of COVID, is that really true? A lot of reason to believe that it wasn't. Those numbers were greatly inflated because, once again, the government gave a bounty to hospitals of $2,000 a head for everybody that died of COVID.
Well, they also, though, then in the case of Andrew Cuomo, the numbers were deflated.
Yes. Other states, too, by the way. Other states did the same thing. For whatever the reason, Cuomo, because he seems to be the poster boy for being bad. But the governor of New Jersey, I think there are four or five other states where they did numbers. They fiddled with the numbers.
Yeah. Well, within 1 year, Andrew Cuomo was both the poster boy for being good and for being bad.
Right.
I've never seen a guy go so high and so low. It's like a ride in Coney Island, it's like up and down.
Yeah.
Speaking of people, he's at 10, Matt Gaetz is at 9, Brian Kemp is at 8, Pelosi's at 7, Kamala Harris at 6, Mitch McConnell at 5, Joe Manchin, the power broker from West Virginia, is 4. Number 3, Derek Chauvin and George Floyd are at 3, Dr. Tony Fauci is at 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1, and that's a kind of a snapshot of lots of swirling activity that comprises the elements on our talkers survey.
A lot of people think Dr. Fauci, I think it's appropriate, he's number 2. A lot of people are getting worn out on his contradictions and whether he has any credibility anymore. One person, a government official, said that Tony Fauci does what's best for Tony Fauci, which I thought was an interesting thing for somebody in the public eye to say publicly. Anyway, listen, the guy is, we never heard of him before this started. He's been in that job for years. He's 80 years old. To a certain extent, I give him a lot of credit, but I think there are a lot of reasons to question the contradictions that are there, not just from him, but the CDC. Every week there's something that, you didn't really need to do this, and we didn't necessarily have to do that. And so that's why people are saying, hey, we're going to do what we want to do. You guys have had your day. See you later. I'm getting on an airplane, and I'm going to the beach. And that's kind of it. Have you noticed the bookings? I don't know if you've tried to get anywhere on an airplane. I fly a lot, and I'm looking at the numbers. For a trip last year, round trip for my family to come from Los Angeles to Boston, for the three of them, it was about $890. They made the same reservation for the same time this year, because they couldn't do it last year, and it cost them $1,000 more than it was going to cost them last year. So you're going to see a lot of people, because we really just want to travel, and people aren't going to pay any attention to what it costs. And the airlines being businesses, hey, they're going to get what they can get. And I think that's what you're going to see here, is people travel all around our country, not internationally yet, but all around the country. Planes are full now again everywhere. The question at the moment now, if we may digress, is what is Calitrin? If you've heard me talking on my various programs about this fabulous way to get healthy the right way, and it's not just about losing weight, because you can lose weight and not be healthy. You can lose weight on programs that will make you sick. You may want to lose the weight, but at any cost? Is that your deal? Are you taking drugs to lose weight? Are you going on a crash diet to lose weight? Are you taking stimulants to lose weight? If that's the case, you answer yes to any or all of those things, and you're on them, and maybe you were successful. If you were, congratulations. But how are you going to keep the weight off? Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy choice, the healthiest choice in America to help you lose weight, and more importantly, to keep it off. I'm all about things that are all natural. That's what I promote on my programs. And you might want to, a lot of people promote this product because it works so well. 86% success rate? Wow. How do you beat that with a stick? You don't. Calitrin. They're at your service, and you can find them at toploss.com. Order the product. The special spring sale is on right now. Toploss.com. You get access to the special deal by using the discount code DJV at checkout. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 23 after the hour, as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the expertise and the knowledge that's gained by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I was looking at some of the... you talked about Joe Manchin, who's number four on the people. That's an interesting case in point of someone who, I don't know, is he giving the system, his political system, and up yours? And does he survive? He seems to be a lot different than others and seems to be, you know, kind of... I don't know the guy. I don't know much about him, frankly, but he's dictating. He's kind of the guy, in, like it or not. He can make or break what's going on legislatively, and people, you know, why don't you do the right thing? What is the right thing? He's obviously doing the right thing for his constituents, or he wouldn't have been elected, right? You agree with that?
Well,
point of view?
He's a conservative Democrat.
Yeah.
For people that know, who the hell is Joe Manchin? Joe Manchin is a senator from West Virginia who has a history of being a conservative Democrat. And it works very well there because...
Why they call him a blue dog. Isn't that what they call Democrats that are...
I think so.
Black dog, blue dog, something like that.
They have all these terms for people that kind of hang near the boundaries. The fact of the matter is that the right wing loves him there because he's a Democrat, but he tends to be conservative. Why wouldn't they? And the Democrats like him because he makes up one of the 50. You know, if he goes over to the other side, they lose their majority. So he's pivoted. He puts himself in a pivotal position where he has tremendous power. How long that'll last, it depends on the circumstances of the times. You know, it's fleeting. But right now he's the man of the hour. But he has a history of being kind of an anomaly in West Virginia politics.
Right. All right. I thought we'd spend some time on the people just a little bit. Dr. Fauci, I said something before. I've said it actually a couple of times that Fauci, I believe, is becoming irrelevant or has made himself irrelevant by being exposed too much. Is that something that you think has merit?
I don't think it matters. I think it might be. It might have merit, but I don't know if it really matters whether Fauci is relevant or not relevant. This thing is going to do what it's going to do, and it's.
You're talking about the virus itself.
Right. We're dealing with something that's unknown, so obviously there are going to be different points of view. I mean, for crying out loud, you have an everyday problem in your own health, and you go to a doctor, and one doctor will say one thing, another doctor will say another. The whole thing about getting a second opinion. Doctors don't all agree. So wouldn't it be to be expected that the biggest doctors are not going to agree with one of the biggest mysteries that we've dealt with medically in 100 years?
Well, it's become political. A lot of doctors... who, you know, doctors are subject to the same foibles as the rest of us. People are surprised to know that this guy is a conservative, that guy's a liberal. But that's, you know, that is something that predicates. It isn't books in medical schools. It isn't the medical journals. Or is it? That would be something I'd wonder, whether the journals have been inculcated like the regular mainstream news media has been. There's no accuracy anymore because it's all one-sided. Or another side. So how do we know what to trust?
You have to get educated to make choices. I mean, any human endeavor that involves money and involves ego is going to involve politics. And medicine, you know, just like all the sciences, involves money and ego.
You know,
and, that's a
I've
problem.
Been wondering, since Rush Limbaugh died, I've been wondering whether you've been asked this probably 100 times. I don't know whether in this way, maybe we get to this in the next half hour, of whether it's time to reinvent News Talk Radio. Or is it going to reinvent itself because it needs to? Is it going to mature? Does stuff happen that, you know, we're not going to get in the way of? Or are there people resisting changing it because they don't want to lose market share?
I'll answer that on the other side of the break.
Oh, that'd be great, Michael. Thank you very much. Because it's that time again. 28 after the hour.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-284-4400. 1-800-334-5678. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-284-5678 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-284-5678 to see if you qualify. That's 800-284-5678.
Calotren,
C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi. This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The surround sound of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here, as is usually the case. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the list of 10 people and 10. It's not arbitrary. There are things that happen during the course of the week because these folks at Talkers are listening to, monitoring. In fact, the discussions on the talk radio programs, talking to program directors and hosts and that sort of thing. As the week passes, sometimes there are things that are on the list that have been there all week. Sometimes things happen toward the end of the week that may or may not make it in. The passing of Prince Philip, I'm sure, is something that people will want to talk more about. Or is it? I mean, have we said all there is to say about Prince Philip? His life?
Yeah, it's interesting. When you have something like that, Prince Philip, the news broke on Friday. Mm-hmm. And the chart is from Monday to Friday, and right. You know, we tend to wait it around Wednesday and Thursday. That's where the heaviest part is, because it's from the beginning and the end of the week. But what happens in a case like Prince Philip, there's talk about him on Friday, but by Monday, there may not be any more talk about it.
Right.
So,
what's left?
So he doesn't get on this chart, and he doesn't get on next week's chart. It's an imperfect science, and with the way attention deficit disorder has become the other pandemic, people tend to forget about something that was big earlier in the week. People forget about something that was big yesterday. It's amazing how fast the cycle goes. Yeah, the cycle.
Right, exactly, and that's part of what I think folks count on in other countries who are sort of the denigrators, if you will, of the American way of life, or interested in changing it in favor of their own way of life. And so as things change, I asked you the question about whether it's reinvention time for News Talk Radio. We were talking off the air about what it used to be, what we would talk about in the old days, what the focus is now, thanks to Limbaugh in major part, but maybe it was just time. Did Limbaugh come along because we needed him? Was he the right guy at the right time? And now that he's gone, does it mean that we need to move on to something else? Because are we in the third age of News Talk Radio, you think? Talk radio in general?
I think News Talk Radio has always reinvented itself and will continue to. This has been the question that I've been asked. You said it before. You've been asked this 1,000 times. I've been asked it 1,001 times. Mm-hmm. It's an ongoing process. And no one form of radio and no one form of media is the only form of communication. So there's always other things going on as well. It's becoming increasingly fuzzy and sloshy in terms of where one medium begins
what
and
great
ends.
Phrase. Fuzzy and sloshy.
Yeah, I know. Well, isn't it? I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about people who had political points of view. You know, there's always this argument back and forth. What's more important in terms of companionship radio? Is it what you're talking about, or is it the character of the person? Is the person a character? And one of the people that comes to mind, the passing last week of G. Gordon Liddy, brought me around to thinking about what a character he was. He had a political point of view, but I don't think that's what made him shine. Do you?
No. His political point of view was kind of pedestrian. It was his personality and his nature and,
yeah.
and his own his personal history that made him interesting.
I mean,
he was a criminal. He was a convicted criminal, and yet, you know, there are good guys.
He was
bad guys.
I like the guy a lot. We were good friends.
Right? There are bad guys and good bad guys. Watch The Godfather. It's an exercise. Everybody in the Godfather movies is a bad guy. Some of them are good bad guys. Some of them are bad, but they're all bad guys. They're all murderers or associated to crimes. Well, Liddy was an interesting character, and as much as he was a convicted felon, He had certain beliefs that made him very cold-blooded. And yet, if I had to be in a foxhole with somebody, I would rather have him than a lot of people.
Yeah,
so the point I'm making is that there can be, in a bad guy, authenticity and principles. That one could be true to authenticity and principles and still be a bad guy, whereas good people can be inauthentic and not have principles. Yeah, so even judging good and bad in terms of good guys and bad guys is something that gets subjective, fuzzy, and sloshy around the boundaries.
Yeah, it's just something about him. I remember anecdotally that Houston, remember when he got the Freedom of Speech Award you gave him?
Yeah, well, you were on the wrong side of that argument.
How do you figure it?
You and I didn't talk for 2 years after that.
Well, but I wasn't about, I don't think it was about that. I was the, it was, you know, Gloria Allred was the on the other side. I liked, Gordon, I introduced him, remember? That was because Gene Burns was the president of the union, of the organization. He was gone, I was vice president, so I, that's when I got to know Gordon Liddy. I don't remember what other, there are other things going on behind the scenes when you and I were, upset at each
all
other,
of that stuff is preserved on the C-SPAN website.
Yes.
Gloria Allred's chicken dance. I watched it. We posted it on Talkers last week when Liddy died. Yeah. The chicken dance, the luncheon and where I really told off. Richard Gephardt. I mean, it's right there. I couldn't believe it. I was watching myself 30 years ago insulting Congressman Richard Gephardt at the talk radio convention.
Well, he was a little over the top. He had sort of like yellow hair. I remember he was always interested in how he looked, I think.
Huh.
Anyway, yeah.
Unlike us.
You were right, exactly, yeah. We're in our pajamas doing the radio program.
That's why I turned the truck up.
I wanted you to talk about Gordon Liddy because he was, and we didn't really get it in last week, he was one of the few remaining characters, I think, endearing characters in the News Talk radio biz. And I think he spoke to what we were talking about. You know, is it personality or is it the conversation with him, with Limbaugh? Limbaugh certainly changed the tone of what was going on. And in the first few years, I knew him better in the first few years. He was funny. He was impertinent. And Liddy was kind of too, but he wasn't in the same way. Liddy was he was not fresh. He was not anybody who would say anything that was inappropriate. But it was his tone. It is I, the G-Man.
He referred to his wife as Mrs. Liddy.
Mrs. Liddy, right. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But anyway. Yeah, yeah. Being in this business has given me the opportunity to interact with and get to know and be friends with many a scoundrel.
Yes. You want to name some of the others?
Doug Steffen.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much.
No, I mean, come on. Look at all these people are scoundrels. You have to be a scoundrel to be able to do this at its full effectiveness.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
There's no doubt about it. You have to be a bit of a rogue. You have to be a bit of a scoundrel. You have to operate knowing that you don't have a net ultimately. You have to make quick decisions as to when to say that thing that pops up on your tongue in spontaneity, but maybe don't. It split-second decisions, how to get attention, how far to go. It's a tremendously challenging stew of all kinds of principles. And, yes, I think to a certain degree you have to have an element of rogueness and a little bit of scoundrelness. You have to be a rascal. These are where scoundrel, rascal, rogue. These are not, you know, criminal, you know, liar, horrible person. These are soft expressions for people who have a little bit of an edge.
So you really think I'm a scoundrel?
Oh, my God. You're one of the biggest scoundrels I've ever met, but you're totally lovable, and deep in your heart, I think you have great principle. I think that any man who could cry at my song is okay
right.
by me.
So I want to promote that a little bit. I'm going to put that up on our social media, DJV show, pretty
Excellent.
Much all the social media we have. Michael, we played this song 2 weeks ago. I think it was the world premiere.
It was the accidental world premiere, yes.
It was no accident on my part.
Not on your part. It was an accident on my part. Trust
on your
me,
part.
You scoundrel.
Right. Yes, thank you. Well, see, there I am
right.
again. Michael has become a member of a group called Gun Hill Road.
And it has nothing to do with guns.
No, nothing but to get. Well, they've been around since the 70s,
right?
And you were when you were a jock on WNEW in New York.
I've been involved with this group from the very start. I used to play them all the time on my show. My first gold record, and I have over 100 gold records.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Really? I've been involved in my music radio days.
And you were involved in payola. You're a scandal. You're a walking scandal. To be successful, you took payola from these companies.
Don't ever say that, actually. I was one of the cleanest. I was so clean, the record companies didn't like to even deal with me. Mm-hmm. I was known as being squeaky clean. They called me a Boy Scout. I missed out on the opportunity to.
I never took any money. I never took any money either for playing. So.
No, I would.
Dick Clark took a lot. So a lot of I know a lot of jocks who did.
Well, take Alan Freed. Alan Freed went to jail, an alcoholic and a broken man, and he died of a broken heart. He was a scoundrel. He took payola, but in taking payola, he also broke down the race barrier. He is one of the greatest. Forces.
You would never have heard of Little Richard.
Exactly.
Were it not for him, you wouldn't have heard of what's his face?
Chuck Berry. I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, that was called music.
Payola.
Yep. You know? So that's
in order
what I
to
mean.
Get it. See, this that's a, you know, what's a fabulous. People don't realize, you know, we talk about racism in America and it being alive and well in 2021. Well, if you go back to the beginning of the rock era and the influence that black musicians had on Elvis, on Johnny Cash, on any of the original white superstars, they would tell you that they were influenced in big part by guys like not so much Little Richard, but Chuck Berry. My God,
Chuck
influenced
Berry's
all
of the fathers,
that.
One of the fathers of rock and roll.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, and he would never have been played had the record distributors not paid off the disc jockeys to play that music. Never, ever would those people have been heard because there was such a prejudice toward black music.
Well, the white middle class parents were afraid that their daughters would grow up and maybe date black guys because they were idolizing them on the radio.
Yeah.
It came down to that. That's what it was about. That's history, folks. That's real. Yeah.
It really is in terms of music. Anyway, the Gun Hill Road song that I'm not going to play again here, but Back When My Hair Was Short was the first one that they recorded.
That was their big hit single.
It was the big hit, yeah. And now Gun Hill Road with Michael Harrison have done a new song about really loving animals, animal rights. There's actually a little video in it on the YouTube video of the song from me and my farm.
Yes.
You wrote the lyrics for the song. I know you're real.
I wrote and I perform it.
Yeah, it's fabulous. So we'll post this, and it should be here, there, and everywhere. All right, we're getting short on time here.
Uh-oh.
Last time you really worried about your nose was when? Your nose is the first line of defense against virtually all forms of airborne problems. Bacteria, viruses, pollution, allergens this time of year, all the pollen because everything's coming up roses, literally and figuratively. Things are growing, lots of pollen in the air. And when you wake up in the morning, your nose is all crusty. So you brush your teeth, you wash your face. Yeah, it sounds like that. That's how the machine sounds. The Navage machine cleans out all of the nasty dust, allergens, and pollution. And you get rid of the bacteria, the virus, all of that stuff. Clean it out every morning and every night when you go to bed with the Navage machine. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage. Find the product. It's a little contraption. It's kind of cool, actually. Go to Navage.com, see how it works. From Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine, this list is also, by the way, published at the DJV Show site, DJVShow.com, because a lot of the input on the two-hour countdown show comes from the members of my staff at the DJV show. So number 10 on the people list this week is Andrew Cuomo, for obvious reasons. Number 9, Matt Gaetz, obvious reasons. Brian Kemp is 8, Nancy Pelosi is 7, Kamala Harris is 6. What is she doing for the border is the question a lot of people are asking. Don't know there are any good answers yet. Mitch McConnell is 5, Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, interesting character politically. Derek Chauvin is 3, Dr. Fauci is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. Interesting that Trump is not on the list this week, and a lot of people wondering whether Fauci is worn out his welcome. Now, the points of view of conversation, courtesy of the review done by the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the six-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each six-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get two six-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for two six-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
All right, so what do we have for the Michael Harrison interview this week at mhinterview.com?
We still have Lee Habib from last week. We took the week off, but we have two coming up next week and the week after that are great. One is Paul Stuckey, Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary, giving his perspective on race relations over the decades. Sure. And then after that, Gene Bean Baxter, the guy from Kevin and Bean Show at KROQ, Hall of Famer, moved to London, left the radio, and is now living in England.
What's he doing? I remember that, yeah. What's he doing there?
He's doing a radio show in London.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy. Both are in the can. Both are excellent. Next 2 weeks are going to be super. We'll tell people more about it.
In the can. And that is an inside the beltway reference to it. It's already recorded. Check it out. MHinterview.com. An important part of what goes on at Talkers. Talkers.com. And the list of the top stories and people of the week is there, as well as at DJVshow.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here as we continue on the countdown. Steve Wiseman is a lawyer, college professor, leading, I would consider him in the most positive sense, kind of a know-it-all. He is very good when it comes to answering questions about the legalese of some of the stories, but he also helps lots of people with the scam. Here's one for you, and I wonder about this. I got in my email box this morning a solicitation. I have an American Airlines Barclay credit card. So the solicitation was for me to get, or for the user, to get 0% interest for 7 months. Now, I can see this being a promotion. It's happened in the past. But as I was going through it and reading it, I'm thinking to myself, and this is the, I guess, skeptical nature of the times, is this for real or not? They want your credit card. They wanted the credit card number, and they wanted you to, you know, to confirm last four digits, social security number, date of birth, all of that stuff. So is that, I mean, it really, it kind of looked legit, but I don't trust anything anymore.
No, and particularly if it was coming from your credit card, then the idea of they don't need to ask for that information, they already have it. You know, anyone can get scammed. It's really easy to do, and you can't trust anything these days. So you first look at the email address from where it was sent.
Yeah.
And if it looks legit, that's fine. A lot of times that what the hackers do to cover their trail is they hack into people's email accounts and use those to send them out. So you may be getting something from Barclays Bank, but it's coming from Fred Jones at Stetson.edu, so you know it's a scam. The easiest thing to do is just call the particular bank or go online to their website at an address you know is accurate, and that way you definitely can find out.
Right. All right, let's get to some of the stories and the legal ramifications from your point of view. I guess number one is Derek Chauvin this week and what the implications are of the both sides as they present their case. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the attorneys on both sides are doing the best they can with what they have. I was impressed with the prosecution laying out a case that was both factual and also appealing to emotions. They had a wide range of police officers testifying against Chauvin, and I think that's significant to show that their position is that the police aren't trying to defend him. The biggest issue for the defense as far as a quiver in their bow is to try and argue that the death was not caused by Chauvin. And that so far they've been trying to argue that it was drugs in his system that caused this, but the coroner's testimony seemed pretty strong. So I think what the defense is trying to do is to get down the level of murder due to intent. They're trying to say that the officer felt that because he was taking drugs, he was posing a threat. Because there were people around the officer, he was feeling threatened. But ultimately, no one can ever predict a jury, which is about what I'm about to do. I think they'll come back with a murder. I think it won't be the least one. I think they'll probably come back with the second degree. But if they want to go easy, they could come up with the third-degree murder.
Well, we all know how hard it is to convict police officers of crimes like this, charges like this. And so as it moves ahead, no matter what happens, is going to be upset on the other side. Just that's kind of
that's the way it is. And it is unusual. You've got to have incredible video. You may remember a few years ago in Chicago, officers lied about shooting Laquan McDonald. Their records showed that he was attacking the officer with a knife. And, of course, what the dash cam showed was that the officer came up from behind him, shot him, stood over him, and shot him another 15 times.
Yeah, perfect. A lot of anger there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you look at some of this stuff and the anger quotient, these people in their anger. And those people shouldn't be police officers. There should be psychological exams to
eliminate
these sorts of things. It's too sensitive a job, too important. I've said this forever. There should be fewer police, better trained, much better paid, and they should be, you know, you're looking at police reform, which is number two, along with Derek Chauvin, they ought to be, you know, the rules should be, this is what your job is, and your job is not to do that. And, you know, there's a real blur, I think, here, and that's the problem, one of them anyway. All right, Steve, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his expertise looking at the law, in a manner of speaking. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
9.9 million Americans misused prescription drugs, with most of the prescription drugs coming from family and friends, often from medicine cabinets.
The National Prescription Drug Takeback Day addresses this serious public health and safety issue.
Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs
to the Reading City Hall, Saturday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For info, call 241-5958 or visit chemicalpeople.org.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Prices at the pump held steady over the past fortnight.
This is a no change in the average price of gasoline. Regular grade is $2.94, the same as it was 2 weeks ago. And that is because crude oil prices did, in fact, stop rising.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says the current price, 93 cents higher than we paid a year ago. The highest average price in the nation she found right now, $3.99 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area. Lowest average, $2.50 a gallon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer calling for school sports to halt games for 2 weeks to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. But since the governor's request was not an order, the head of the state's high school sports association says the games in the state's high school sports will go on as scheduled unless local districts opt out. Students participating in spring sports in the state need to undergo a coronavirus test once a week to remain eligible to play, provided they test negative, and all spring sports in Michigan are outdoors. A group of farmers has filed a federal antitrust case against several big agricultural companies.
The farmers contend the companies worked together to ban e-commerce sales in order to keep prices for seeds, fertilizer, and other chemicals artificially high. The farmers are seeking class action status, and they want a judge to force the companies to give up unlawful profits and pay compensation to those impacted by the high prices. Similar lawsuits have been filed in other states. Odessa Hines, a spokesperson for defendant BASF Agricultural Solutions, says the allegations don't indicate anything except a competitive market. Jeremy House reporting.
Nevada's Republican Party voting to censure the Secretary of State, accusing her of failing to fully investigate allegations of fraud in the 2020 election. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic level. metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The last few people remaining in the area closest to an erupting volcano on St. Vincent have raced to get clear.
The final evacuees made their way to safety a day after the La Soufrière volcano erupted with an explosion that shook the ground, spewed ash skyward, and blanketed the island in a layer of fine volcanic rock. The eruption is its first large one since 1979. Ash covered everything, creeping into homes, cars, and noses, and a strong sulfur smell lingered in the air. Evacuee Tawana Burke says she's hoping the eruption will end soon.
I am scared. I'm just hoping for the best so that everything can be over, so I can go back home.
Local resident Verena Hillock says she's been through this before.
The first time it erupted, I was 9 years old. Now I'm 50 years old.
Scientists warn that the explosions could continue for days.
Karen Chamas reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An historic day Sunday at the Masters, a new champion was crowned.
Hideki Matsuyama has hung on for a one-shot victory at the Masters, surviving back nine drama to become the first Japanese player to win a major title. The 29-year-old entered the famous final nine, five clear, but after finding the water at the 15th, found himself just two ahead of a charging Xander Schauffele. But when Schauffele posted a watery triple bogey at the 16th, Matsuyama needed just a closing 73 to win, with rookie Will Zalatoris claiming second at 9-under after a closing 70, Jordan Spieth and Xander Schauffele shared third. I'm Graham Agars.
On a faster sport, Martin Truex Jr. won a stirring laps-long duel for the lead with teammate Denny Hamlin in the delayed NASCAR Cup Series race at Martinsville Speedway Sunday. Chase Elliott came in second, holding off Hamlin, who finished third. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Flash free.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 7 after the hour. This is the weekend DJV program, i.e. in this hour. We're going to take all the members of the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, take their thoughts and opinions on the big stories of the week. According to the research done by Talkers Magazine, every week they listen to lots of radio programs on lots of stations and get the gist of what it is that's on our minds as listeners and participants in the conversation. There's a people list that has 10 names on it, story list that has 10 things on it. Sometimes, well, most of the time, they're actually related. So I guess when I look at this, sometimes I start at number 10, go to 1, sometimes 1 to 10, and sometimes I pick and choose. I think that the number 10 item this week has some legs, even though the name of Donald Trump does not appear in the top 10 list this week of people. His launching his own media platform has caused some interest, I guess. I don't know. Is it that it's him? Is it that it's a new platform? What do we think about this? I guess, Jay, I'm interested in how much there's a lot of social media bias that people talk about, and you seem to be on top of our list of go-to people for social media trends. So in terms of Trump, anybody, does it take a name? How hard is it to do this, to get something like this started in terms of what you have to have technically to make it work? Because it seems very complicated. It would be very complicated to me anyway.
I guess I'm not understanding the question.
The question is, does Trump starting his own media platform, is that difficult? Is it easy?
Technologically,
and to round up people who will come.
Well, he's not starting his own.
Follow.
He's a partner.
Yeah. On the technological side, it's easy. He's like Victoria said, he's not going to be the one doing it. Other people who know how to do this will. And then on the how well will it actually do side, because it's Trump and he has so many supporters, I think that if and when this actually develops, it's going to be a success amongst his supporters.
Yeah, I don't think there's much question about that. It just, I don't know. We've got so much social media now. How much more do you need? Or is he just not visible on anything else?
Well, I think
he's not allowed to be on anything.
Well, and that's the point, is if these things are supposed to be considered like vessels of free speech, even though they're private businesses, why are they limiting the speech of mostly conservatives? I mean, you have Louis Farrakhan, who is directly linked to the attack on the Capitol this week, who says very hateful things, who is a racist, he is a bigot, and someone that it was one of his followers was inspired by him to drive through the Capitol. Yet he is still on social media, and Donald Trump is not. So I think there's a very different level of what's acceptable and what's not. It's very political. And so what's the alternative for conservatives if they're getting blocked all the time for no good reason? Because I have a lot of friends. I myself have had stuff flagged for no good reason. And, you know, where do we go? What do we do? How do we talk to other people? That's, I think, one of the things that half the country is worried about.
Wicket. Yeah, it's a sticky wicket for sure. I mean, Trump is he the worst guy to come along in a long time. You mentioned Louis Farrakhan, who is no good under any stretch of anybody's measurement, as far as I'm concerned, and that's a great question that you ask, frankly. Speaking of being no good, number 9 on the story list is the focus on Matt Gaetz and Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo may be happy that Gaetz came along to take him off the front page.
Could be.
Much
I don't know,
else.
But Cuomo had the accuser who still is anonymous. So the only one, there's 9 of them, I think, and the one who we don't know her name is the one who has the Albany police investigating this. And she came out and gave an interview to someone describing how he summoned her to the governor's mansion. And as soon as she walked inside the door, he slammed the door and locked it, according to her accounts. And then it immediately kind of got too close to her, and she said all she could see was his big hand coming at her, and he started groping her underneath her shirt. And he called her over for just in the name of helping him with his cell phone or his mobile device, whatever it was. So the heat, for a while, the story had disappeared on Andrew Cuomo. It was also revealed this week in the nursing home scandal that he faces. Remember he said that he gave one number about how many nursing home deaths were like linked to the policies of him putting COVID positive people into nursing homes. And he's not alone, by the way. The reason that they're bearing this story with sexual allegations is because the governor of New Jersey did the same thing. The governor of Michigan and the governor of Pennsylvania all did the same thing that Cuomo did, putting COVID positive people into nursing homes, which killed a larger number of senior citizens. Too. Yeah, a lot of states did this. It's
and so they're trying to cover that up because they don't want that to be the storyline.
Yeah, but why is he singled out? Why aren't the rest
of the
governors?
Because he lied about the numbers. This is the
problem.
What
about the rest of them?
I don't know.
Murphy in Jersey, where I am, he's not accused of lying about the numbers. He's being all of these governors who had COVID patients in nursing home facilities. They're all being taken to task as to why they did that.
A dumb move.
But Cuomo is the one, I guess, who either he lied or authorized Dr. Zucker, who is the health commissioner of New York. He's the one who's really kind of the focus right now. The New York Post has a whole big expose on it. So he's kind of the one who's taking the heat. But ultimately, you know, the buck stops with Cuomo. I mean, that's the governor. And so
part of it is that, you know, Cuomo said, well, I didn't know all of these extra people died. Well, now this week what came out is that he did know that his office had an accurate count of how many people were dying because of this. And they just chose not to share it with the federal government. And they didn't have to. You know, here's where I'll stick up. And I don't do it often for Washington State or New Jersey or Pennsylvania. New York had a Navy ship sitting there waiting to take patients. They had the Javits Center waiting to take patients.
But that was after, though, unfortunately.
It really wasn't. Look at the timeline.
Yeah, but that started after. Those people were already in nursing home facilities, whether they were dying or...
They had the resources.
But the timing, there isn't a lot of crossover there. Cuomo is not in the right here at all. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying the timeline of that, when the comfort ship arrived in New York...
It was there in April.
Yeah, but these people were in March. These people were already in nursing homes. They were already
Let me move the conversation along by asking a question with regard to this $1.9 trillion spending bill supposedly to help people through COVID. Is it true or not true that the federal government is going to be sending families of people who died from COVID $9,000?
That's,
do we have confirmation in New York, of that?
In New York, that's to pay for funeral costs. There is a part of that. And AOC, for her district, that was something that she and Chuck Schumer worked on together as part of that bill. So
it's just going to her district?
Well, no, but in New York was a big push for that because there are literally, this is so horrible, but there are thousands and thousands of deceased people who their families can't afford to claim their bodies. And so the part of that COVID relief bill is basically just to cover funeral costs. It's not like it's a payout to families.
No,
it's covering funeral costs.
There's a lot of question, though, on whether a lot of these people who were supposedly victims of COVID really were. The $2,000 bounty that hospitals got for everybody that they certified died from COVID, there's a real question there about whether that's all true or not. All right, before we leave number nine, I want to go... there's no reason or way that we can give Matt Gaetz a pass here, but I'm wondering
if... Oh, things have gotten worse for him.
Well, apparently...
he doesn't know how to use Venmo.
Is there a plea deal that's been offered to him?
No, not him yet, but the guy that he paid money to sex traffic, he's that guy, Greenberg. He just copped a plea, which is not good news.
Well, he was in trouble for other stuff. He held a position in Florida, and so this is what I think it's getting conflated. That's what they're working on with the plea deal. But in exchange, I think he's giving information about this case. Now, again, I think from everything I've read, it's still stemming from this alleged 17-year-old girl that they paid $900 to travel someplace to the islands or something like that. Matt Gaetz says that this girl doesn't exist, but if there's evidence, I mean, there has to be a travel log somewhere that could prove whether or not who's telling the truth here. I mean, this doesn't seem like it would be brain surgery to figure out if someone, I mean, you have to have records of travel, right? I mean, everybody does.
Right.
So
unless it's a private jet and, you know, which.
But even then, I think you have to have.
You're picking up the mantle of Jeffrey Epstein very nicely. Yeah. 16 past the hour on the overview of what's going on in talk radio. We call it the Talk Radio Roundup. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the six-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each six-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get two six-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for two six-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. The people list does not include the name of Prince Philip, but probably would if we weren't doing this toward the end of the week. This is a week-long overview, but as we get to the week end of the week and the weekend, a big conversation will be about the passing of Prince Philip in England, who has passed, what was he, 98, I think, right?
99.
And it was something, I mean, he's not been in good health. Wasn't he in the hospital for 2 weeks, just a month or so ago?
Yeah. He had been in and out for a while, and it was like he just bounced back. Remember, he was in the hospital, everybody thought he was gone, and then he was out there driving the car around. And I don't know. Got to love that spirit to keep going.
Yeah, well, he had a very interesting life for sure. So the question that you were asking off the air, this is probably a trending question for social media as well. Should Prince Harry go back, and will he go back?
Will he, yeah.
Will he for this funeral? Why wouldn't he? He was close to his grandparents. I don't see why wouldn't he do that?
Will he be welcome, though? I mean, a lot of it will be distraction, all of this stuff. Nah. Well, the royal family cares.
Are they that small-minded?
That.
I guess, yeah, well, some of them are.
But as we learned from that interview, the firm, as they call it, you know, the whole machine, it's not even necessarily the family members themselves. It's the staff and it's everybody around them. It's a PR machine. And so, it'll be, I don't think he would be barred from his grandfather's funeral. He made it pretty clear he has no issues with his grandparents at all. I think Prince Charles is really the one that, you know, he has the issues with, and I think Prince William is kind of stuck in the middle.
Well, and if they are kept out, that's going to be a whole nother round of really bad press for the palace that they don't want anyway.
Right.
Well, but how do they control, they don't seem to be able to control the narrative, or at least they haven't. To this point, very well. They all look like they're blackguards. They all look like they aren't really very progressive and that they don't like...
Right, so keeping them out would
like
be worse.
Yeah, right. So, at any rate, the passing... What a colorful, interesting life. Although the other side of it is, one wonders whether he was cooped up and kept as the husband of the Queen. Could he do what he... If he wasn't married to the Queen, would his life have been different? Interesting thing to speculate on, but you can't go there because he was. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest. I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant, Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, we're back at 23 after the hour. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Jay Kirshner is in charge of social media, and there are a lot of things that are on the edge, if you will, of a conversation that is, didn't make it quite into the top 10, but there are a lot of people talking about it. For example, Netflix landing the streaming rights to the Spider-Man movies and other movies, Jumanji. So this means that they're not going to be in theaters, it's going to be on Netflix? Is that what
this
means,
Jay? No, they will. So Sony doesn't have their own streaming service. And once these, so that's why Netflix bought the rights for the domestic streaming rights. And these will stream after they have been in theaters and they have done their at-home release.
Where did they go prior
to this?
Where did all these things from Sony go heretofore before this deal with Netflix? They have a different place?
I feel like they went to the movie channels like HBO and stuff, and or not ABC Plus, Disney Plus. They've gone to those because Marvel is big with the Disney universe, but Spider-Man is Sony. So Netflix has the exclusive rights. A lot of these movies you can find either on Netflix and Hulu, Amazon Prime, but for Sony, Netflix is like, nope, we are the one and only. So after the on-demand viewing at home and the theatrical release, they'll go strictly to Netflix for streaming. You can't find them anywhere else.
Another trending story is this, the former NFL player who killed five people in South Carolina, including himself. That's part of, I think, well, that's another one of these things that's close to the top. I think a lot of people are talking about this, frankly, and whether or not it was the fact, his family says he went crazy after he played football, and it's easy to blame football, but the other side of it is it's easy to understand why it could be that that affected his brain. So I mean, there's a lot of information about this guy and what he's been doing. He's a fairly young guy,
yeah,
right?
And some of his former teammates said that he was in the process of opening a yogurt shop. There were a lot of things that he had been talking about, not just what he was going to do in his future, but, like, the future was now. Here were things that he was actually doing and going forwards with. And the York County Sheriff, Sheriff Tolson, had said that right now just none of it makes sense to any of them.
All right, next up here, in terms of what is all over social media trending items, the Derek Chauvin case. Certainly the experts say that George Floyd died of a lack of oxygen. So how's this playing out, Jay?
Well, yeah, it's the question of the lack of oxygen. Was it drug-induced? Was it the knee to the neck-induced? The medical expert is saying even the healthiest of a person having a knee to their neck for that length of time without any let-up would have suffocated as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm surprised at? That in terms of what's trending, there isn't more focus on COVID. There certainly was. Is it just old hat? Is it because so many people have, you know, there's even though it's
it. It's been a way too long of a time.
And there are still people denouncing it because they don't know anybody who personally was affected by it.
Denouncing what? The focus on it? Or
no, that it's even a real
exists.
Pandemic.
Oh, well, I'd be one. I mean, I denounce not the fact that it was there or that it's a reality, but the way we responded to it, I think, was completely irresponsible because the toll it's taken has been far greater. I don't know how you value a life, but the way that this was handled economically in comparison to other circumstances that have existed that were similar, no one can quite explain to me how it is that we did what we did and actually got away with it. That is, where did all of this start? Did it start in the news media? Did it start with politicians? The fear and the way that we handle it? Like, it seemed all of a sudden we lost control of our lives.
Yeah, and just how politicized it really even got.
Yeah, and it was exactly what I am a firm believer that this all started. The Chinese government was responsible for what went on in that laboratory. I think last week we were talking here on this program about how the World Health Organization whitewashed it and the rest of the world said, hey, not so fast. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of further exploration into what we all know actually happened. It's 28 past the hour. More stories and people focus as we continue.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Or bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. We're going over the charts for the week of April 5th to the 9th. The Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts from the DJV show's perspective. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Number 8 is the focus on the investigation of what happened at the Capitol. Jennifer, I don't want to let this go. I think there's a few more minutes, or at least a few more items in here. Louis Farrakhan and his involvement in what the most recent episode was. You said something, and I do wonder sometimes about our is it priorities when it comes to examining people, and how it is that this guy has gotten away in terms of the public forum with the kind of stuff, the grievous
stuff. The Ayatollah still has a Twitter profile. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It just seems that when we talk, and we did earlier in the show about how Trump is building a new, or he's going to put his name on a new social media platform that's going to be about promoting free speech, and it's because the social media companies are in this really weird gray area. I've said it before, where they are they're private companies, but they are acting like a utility. And so they have the right to bar whoever they want, but people also have the right to question it. Louis Farrakhan has a profile on Twitter and Facebook. He is a known racist. He's a bigot. And he inspired the attack that happened, it feels like 10 years ago, but last Friday at the United States Capitol, where this guy, whether for mental illness or head injury, traumas, whatever he had, he was radicalized, and he was a big believer, a follower of Louis Farrakhan, thinking he
wasn't allowed in the group. Yeah, but it's interesting, though, because this is kind of in the same gray area as you know, the Capitol insurrection, where, you know, some people say they were inspired by Trump's words. And, you know, Trump has not had culpability for this. The Nation of Islam put out a statement saying that this guy tried to be a member but was never a member. And so this was sort of like, well, who's actually to blame then?
Well,
if you're going to give Trump, if you're going to give Trump a pass and say he didn't really inspire it, then you have to
hold on just a second.
I'm no fan of Louis Farrakhan. I'm just saying, you know,
let me throw it. But I think Jennifer makes a good point when she says Farrakhan has still a presence on social media, but Trump doesn't.
Right.
I think that's,
well, that's a separate issue, and I agree with Jen.
But that's the issue that I'm making, because here's the thing. The guy who went out and shot up the baseball game, no one blamed Bernie Sanders. I don't think people should blame Trump for the same thing. My point is two separate things. Whatever inspired this guy, that's one thing, but Twitter reacted in one way to Trump, and they reacted in another way to Louis Farrakhan. Mm-hmm. It's not about who I personally hold accountable, because I believe in personal accountability. I think people, there are a lot of bad circumstances that people live with every single day, and not everybody picks up a gun, not everybody picks up a knife, not everybody gets in their car. So I think it's a line of demarcation. It's how the social media companies deal with that. So
in any case,
this guy, well, no, he drove into, but you want to tell the story. He drove into the barricades at the Capitol, came out, pulled a knife, killed a U.S. Capitol policeman by running his car into them, and then he was shot and killed himself.
Shot. Right. Yeah. Okay, number 7. The situation on the border, which in my mind ought to be further up the list, there's so many other things here. Does this conversation get lost now because we're so focused on other things like gun control and race relations in general? Why isn't immigration and race relations more or less the same thing? Isn't it kind of the same? No. Thing in a manner of speaking.
Race Absolutely. Relations from with American citizens versus people who are trying to come into
people who come into the
that's
country.
That's disrespectful to American black citizens and brown citizens.
The reason that I think that it should
disrespectful
be
according to
well,
him.
The reason I think it should be is that
I think it's disrespectful
in,
to put them in the
okay,
same category.
Got
okay,
it.
Well,
okay.
The people who come into the country illegally are taking the jobs from minority Americans. That's my point, and that it
well,
has
that's
been
an that's an unemployment issue. Then that's not race relations slash the border.
Well, I think it's
that's
about
what
the
Doug
situation.
Is trying to put it all into the same.
Yeah,
I'm saying that the Latins are being people from Latin America are being there's a lot of prejudice that's being that has been and continues to be at least in my neck of the woods. People's attitude toward Latins, Latinos, Latinas, who are taking jobs, getting jobs, come to this country, don't speak the language, they seem to be coddled. There's a lot of resentment, frankly.
That's
toward
why
them.
A lot of people in the black and brown communities do not support illegal immigration because they take away, I mean, all of the benefits that were set up in this country for minority groups, specifically for black Americans, are taken away by people who come into
well,
the country legally.
Of all but of the issues
let's
that
get
we
to
confront.
The bigger issue, because this is so heartbreaking and heart-wrenching, and it should be at the top of the list. I mean, if we're going to spend time talking about Andrew Cuomo and Matt Gaetz, we need to be talking about this story, and that is that there are girls who are coming into this country and who are being raped and sexually abused. I don't know if you guys... You know, I was appalled yesterday to do my little game of who's talking about what on cable news. And MSNBC was talking about Matt Gaetz, and CNN was talking about infrastructure. And there were girls that were featured on this. It's hard to even talk about. There were girls that were featured on this story on Fox News yesterday. And a couple of people who were members of Congress went to the border to do a tour. And they met up with this group of girls who couldn't even speak because their voices were gone, and they were asked about that. They were raped in the middle of the desert, and they were screaming so loud for help that they still cannot talk, and it's been like a week or two that they've been in custody. In San Antonio, in the Coliseum.
It's a real blight on our country. It's a blight.
How we can let this happen, and where and why people, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you've got women who cannot speak right now because they were screaming for help and no one heard them because they were being, and by the way, this was a group rape. They were being raped over and over and over and over again, and nobody came to help them. That's embarrassing for our country. That's an embarrassment. And we should be, I don't know why, how this is allowed to happen. In San Antonio, the convention center is a place that is housing migrant girls. There are stories of, and four legitimate allegations where the person who works there is being named, confirmed. There are stories of malnourishment happening in this facility. The governor of Texas came out, said we're trying to shut it down. The Biden administration will not let anyone in to shut it down. They tried to call Child Protective Services to get these girls who've been victimized in this facility
well,
out.
What's the point?
Child
why,
Protective
though?
Services was turned away.
Well, but why? Why would they
why?
Do that? That's
I don't
the
know.
Question.
Why? Yeah. Is it a bad? Is it, it looks bad?
All right,
they don't
we're
want the
move
attention?
On.
It's
number
ridiculous.
Six is our relationship with the China. I noticed that they've handed death sentences to some of the Muslims who were the penalties for being a Muslim in China. Why aren't they immigrating out of China? I guess and go to Muslim
they
countries.
They can't leave. They're in
they
concentration camps. But
all
why? But why should they? Well, millions, yes. Why should? But why should they leave? They've been there for thousands of years.
Doesn't
why? I mean,
difference.
Why should
I,
they have
you want
to
get
leave?
Away from it? If you could get away from
I'm
it,
I'm just saying that that's
China
the
is not like
isn't.
Our country. Or anything, any other country. That's the problem. I mean, whether it's a problem or not, the rest of the world is what. But what I object
where
to
they,
is
where
the rest of the world
have
given them a free pass. Go to some country in the Middle East and is basically a Muslim country.
But see, you're making the same argument. It's like saying, you know, we don't want to talk about the horrible conditions that people in South America are dealing with and why they want to come here. And you're saying, well, you know, the Uyghur Muslims should just go somewhere else.
Well,
I mean,
I guess
you're
I'm asking
literally making
because,
the same statement out of both sides of your mouth on that
no,
one.
No, I'm not. The whole thing about China and what they, we're not repressing people to the point where I mean, we're raping and killing people, but I don't know under what auspices. It's certainly
this?
Not
How
the
about
federal
if
government.
We don't allow China
that's
to have
it?
Concentration camps. I mean, I think that's the solution.
Well,
we
how do
allow
we stop
Germany.
That, though?
We went to war, and we got tough, and nobody wants to talk about that.
But everybody's letting China slide. We go back into the World Health Organization.
That's my part.
The world needs help
because China's still doing this within their own borders. You know, Hitler tried to take over all of Europe, and that's why we went to war. It wasn't just because of what was going on in Germany.
Does it matter? I mean, we've gone into
altercations. Do we want to go to war? I don't know. I mean,
I don't want to go to
at
war.
Some point,
but I want the world to know.
We're going to have to take a tough stand
and to be doing something about or having something other than just passive reaction. Even though the countries that have said the Chinese influence on the World Health Organization, and they're saying that the virus didn't originate in the Wuhan laboratory and wasn't done on purpose, is garbage, and the rest of the world is focused on that. But to bring it back around to us, the economy is number four this week. Our economy is being shaped by the Chinese, not by us, but it's being shaped. Our economy for 40 years has been shaped by the greed of these huge corporations that have gone to bed with China, and now they're getting it stuck up their keister because the Chinese are in charge. They've got they're cleaning our clocks, and we haven't got
they
the apparently
about
insight. We don't have the insight to if you want to increase taxes to take the Chinese the companies that are doing business with the Chinese to task. By increasing their taxes to 28%, that's a great idea. And then turning around and incentivizing companies that are in China to come back to America, take their taxes and cut them. So why isn't there some leadership?
I think it's almost too late for that. I don't even think it's the factories in China. It's the fact, you know, we focused a lot on Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola this week with the voter rights bill in Georgia and all of this back and forth. It came out. China is. Do you know how much of Coca-Cola is controlled by China? How much of Major League Baseball? The relationship that Major League Baseball has with China. They've infiltrated everything. Forget about pulling out a factory.
About farming. Yeah, yeah. Everything.
Jen's right. At this point, to just issue a blanket statement of, okay, well, if you do business in China, then we're taxing you 28%. Because every single company, whether they're headquartered here and they make 90% of their parts here in America, there are 10% of stuff that's still made in China. Or if China's on the board.
You can bring
look
it
at all
back
the radio stations.
Make it,
We've talked about TV and radio stations that China owns or are part owners in. It's impossible. It's like
we're
trying to get the microplastics out of the
ocean.
It's
before
too,
our
the particles
very
are too
eyes.
Small.
I wonder what my grandson is going to live with. And a lot of other people
happy
wonder
I don't
that
have
as
kids,
well.
Honestly.
45
this
minutes.
A lot.
Story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 5th to the 9th. As we go through the top 10, number 10 on the list is Mr. Trump launching his own media platform and sort of in conjunction with someone else, Matt Gaetz, and his problems with, not with Andrew Cuomo, but he's got the same sort of problems. Number 8, investigation of what's happened at the Capitol. Number 7, the immigration problem on the border. Number 6, our relationship with China and Iraq and Russia. Georgia's election legislation is 5. The economy and economic initiatives, number 4. Gun violence and gun control initiatives, number 3. Derek Chauvin and that trial, number 2. And COVID and all the related items with vaccines and variants and that sort of thing. That's number 1 this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine. Yeah, all right. We get to a couple of we got to talk a little about Derek Chauvin. And I don't know. We've talked enough about COVID. I don't know that we need to get into that. But certainly the trial should be in our focus, and it is next here.
I'm Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
From Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine, this list is also, by the way, published at the DJV Show site, DJVShow.com, because a lot of the input on the two-hour countdown show comes from the members of my staff at the DJV Show. So number 10 on the people list this week is Andrew Cuomo, for obvious reasons. Number 9, Matt Gaetz, obvious reasons. Brian Kemp is 8, Nancy Pelosi is 7, Kamala Harris is 6. What is she doing for the border is the question a lot of people are asking. Don't know there are any good answers yet. Mitch McConnell is 5. Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, interesting character politically. Derek Chauvin is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Interesting that Trump is not on the list this week. And a lot of people wondering whether Fauci is worn out his welcome. Some of the points of view of conversation, courtesy of the review done by the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. All right, back for a couple of more minutes here. The Derek Chauvin trial, the implications of the trial and what we are learning, the pre-existing conditions, drug use. Doctors say in the testimony this week it looks like they had no impact on what happened to him. There will be people that will argue against that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what I've seen here this week is a focus on the police in general, back to those episodes around all around the country and around the world that have brought this to the emotional height that it is. And one wonders what a lot of talk about police reform, but where is it really taking place? Is it taking place, police reform?
Yeah, in Los Angeles, and it's not working. They cut the budget of the LAPD.
But see, cutting the budget doesn't fix anything. That's stupid.
That's okay, well, that's how reform. They are thinking of reform. So $150 million, not working. The crime is spiking in Los Angeles. It's ridiculous right now. And also the new district attorney, George Gascon, who's super progressive, funded by George Soros. Now you've got people, I think I told
what
you guys
mean,
earlier
funded
today.
Funded by George Soros, what does that
he
mean?
Took $2.5 million to run his campaign for L.A. district attorney.
How do you get away with getting that much money from one source?
You can. Welcome to politics. So he got it. He used it.
Isn't that illegal?
And he won.
Nope.
And he has gone in. He's already got a recall underway because he is reclassifying. He's taking away special circumstances. You have a lot of victims who have had gang members kill their family, their kids, and these people are being let out of jail in just a few years because of these policies.
All right. Well, there it is. Some of our thoughts about the big stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Get the list at Talkers.com or at DJVShow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour. Time for Victoria and I, mostly Victoria, to go through the top five tech stories of this past week. We do that every week at this time. So at number five, it's the Twitter buying up Clubhouse. This is... You talk about the register going ka-ching.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. Well, out of nowhere.
This story really surprised a lot of people this week. So Twitter is already building a competitor to Clubhouse. Clubhouse is the social audio app. Basically, it's like listening into a bunch of conference calls. Essentially, it's not even really public. It's still invitation only at this point. It's also only on iOS, meaning it's only on Mac and Apple systems and iPhones. So it's interesting that the story from Bloomberg this week was that Twitter actually offered to buy Clubhouse for $4 billion. And this is before Clubhouse even really launched. And so Clubhouse turned it down, and the negotiations didn't really go anywhere. It was unclear whether maybe Clubhouse wanted more money, or if they felt like they wanted to launch first, and maybe they thought they'd be worth more money. However, the Clubhouse is now looking to raise money at that same $4 billion valuation. So they took Twitter's discussions, and then they made it public. And Facebook is also looking to create their own rival to Clubhouse. And so it's interesting. Right now, celebrities, tech CEOs, mostly tech CEOs, and some, you know, regular people who have been invited into the app have tuned in and have hosted rooms. Essentially, it's very buzzy right now. People are talking about it. Essentially, you're just listening in to discussions, and you can ask questions. It's not guaranteed that whoever's hosting the room will call on you to answer your question, but it feels interactive with Elon Musk from Tesla. Kanye West has been threatening to do one. He hasn't done one yet, but it is kind of interesting where Clubhouse is right now. To not even be public and to be worth $4 billion, it's kind of a crazy story.
Pretty amazing. Number four is a phone trade-in program. If you did this before, now it's time to revisit, perhaps, yes?
Right. The trade-in provider Gazelle, which was the number one online trade-in business for old iPhones and Samsung, any device, really, your iPad, tablets, things, laptops, things like that. So Gazelle was the number one go-to for millions of people to trade in their old phones and their old devices, and then they went out of business because a lot of other internet service providers and cell phone companies started taking back their own products. So it kind of put Gazelle into a weird spot. They went out of business, but now, because of the pandemic, there has been a huge influx of people wanting to trade in devices, so Gazelle is back in business. So you can actually go back to the website, and you can do the same old trade-ins that you used to do. You might not get as much money as you would have in the past, but Gazelle makes it very easy. I've traded in so many devices through Gazelle. It's a really great website, and it's really easy to use. So I'm happy
Number
that you're back.
Number three, Amazon Music.
Yep, Amazon Music's mobile app is now getting a new feature to make it easier to use while driving. Car Mode is a simplified version of Amazon Music's interface. It features larger buttons, suggested playlists and albums, and easy access to Alexa. And so Car Mode is divided into two sections. The upper part of the top of the phone is devoted to playback controls, so you're not like driving and swiping through a bunch of different screens to get to what you want. So it makes it a lot easier to use as a hands-free, option. And so Amazon Music right now has 55 million subscribers. It's not as popular as Spotify or Apple Music, but a lot of people are using it. And Car Mode is actually available now in Amazon Music on iOS and Android as well.
Number two.
This is nuts. I just keep seeing these vaccine cards popping up more and more on social media. You've got to stop doing that. And tech experts are now saying, and cybersecurity experts are saying, please do not do this, because not only does it have your full name and your birth date, but there are other things that are on there, like the location of where you got your vaccine, the lot number, the type of vaccine that you got. All of this information thieves can put together. They piece it together like a puzzle, and they can steal your identity. They can open up accounts in your name. They can even take your tax refund from you. So this is a lot more serious than people seem to think it is. But yeah, stop posting these pictures. It's crazy.
Number one this week.
533 million Facebook users have had their data leaked online for hackers. So phone numbers, Facebook IDs, your full name, location, birth date, email, all of it from 106 countries. This is why we don't post things.
All right. There it is. A word to the wise is sufficient. Top five items from the world of technology at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Minneapolis, Minnesota, already tense as the murder trial of a former police officer in the death of George Floyd enters its third week. And now, just 10 miles away to the northwest, a shooting Sunday afternoon involving an officer brought out protesters who confronted police. The family of a 20-year-old man says he told a crowd he was shot by the police before getting back into his car and driving off, then crashing the vehicle several blocks away. He was later pronounced dead. Authorities used tear gas in an attempt to disperse a crowd that had gathered in front of the Brooklyn Center Police Headquarters. President Biden's trillion-dollar wish list for his first federal budget contains substantial gains for Democratic priorities like education, health care, housing, and environmental protection. Mississippi GOP Senator Roger Wicker says Republicans are willing to negotiate with the president over the infrastructure package, but the number is just outrageous.
You've got a proposal here of $2.3 trillion, 70% of which cannot, by any stretch of the imagination, be called infrastructure.
Wicker has a meeting scheduled with the president on Monday.
We are willing to negotiate with him on an infrastructure package, and this trillion-dollar number is way too high for me.
Wicker was a guest on ABC's This Week. Pushback after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer called for sports in the school sports to halt games for 2 weeks to help stop the spread of the coronavirus.
Since the governor's request was not an order, the head of the state's high school sports association says the games will go on as scheduled, unless local districts opt out. Students participating in spring sports need to undergo a coronavirus test once per week to remain eligible to play, provided they test negative. All spring sports in Michigan are outdoors. They include baseball and softball, track and field, golf and tennis. Patrick Frost reporting.
More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
At a church service Sunday, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, says he sends his prayers to the royal family on the passing of Prince Philip.
So we can indeed pray that the Duke of Edinburgh may rest in peace and rise in glory.
Prince Andrew says the death of his father has left a huge void in Queen Elizabeth's life. Andrew and other members of the royal family attended the service at the Royal Chapel of All Saints 2 days after the 99-year-old Philip died at Windsor Castle. The youngest of Philip and Elizabeth's four children, Prince Edward, called his father's death a, quote, dreadful shock, but said the Queen was bearing up. Birthdays this weekend, actor Jane Withers is 95, Ethel Kennedy turned 93, actor Joel Grey celebrated his 89th birthday, actor Louise Lasser and playwright Alan Ackbourn turned 82. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A West Virginia measure that would regulate needle exchange programs has gained final legislative approval.
Critics contend more stringent requirements for the programs will constrain the number of providers who serve drug users not able to quit the habit. However, supporters say the legislation would help those addicted to opioids get connected to health care to fight addiction. Legislation requires operators to offer a wide array of health outreach services. Governor Jim Justice says he backs the bill. Jason Walker reporting.
The Democratic-controlled Maryland General Assembly Saturday overrode Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes of three extensive police reform measures that included the repeal of job protections in the police disciplinary process that critics say impede accountability. There was also a new statewide use of force policy and an expansion of public access to records in disciplinary cases. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Redding, guess what? Our dining room at Black Bear Diner is open again, and we're bringing chili back. That's right. Come dine in comfort inside of our Hilltop Drive location. And special for March, ask for a bowl or cup of our delicious homemade chili, or try one of our new chili creations, a chili stuffed breakfast burrito, a chili cheddar cheeseburger, or for dinner, our tri-tip chili platter. Come dine inside or order for takeout at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Creekside Pub & Grill is a fast and friendly casual eatery, open daily from 6 a.m. to 4 a.m. No matter what time of day or whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll find a tempting selection of food and beverages at Creekside Pub & Grill inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't forget to stop by the coffee bar for your favorite coffee specialties and infused energy drinks. Skip the line, order your favorite eats and treats online at windriver.com and receive 10% off. Download the Wind River app.
For the part. It's obvious they needed a romantic He-Man for the part, and they had a choice between Gregory Peck and me. So naturally, they chose the better-looking one.
Well, now that you laid your egg, tell me. Tell me, who did you have to pay to get the part?
I didn't have to pay nobody. Why should they want Gregory Peck when they can have me?
I happen to have a prepared answer for that. Gregory has appeal for the dames.
I got an appeal for the dames.
Gregory has deep, smoldering eyes.
Nothing. His just smolder. Mine are a couple of red-hot coals. Why, some mornings they look like a three-alarm fire. Now, what else has the Peck got?
He's got a profile.
So what? I got a whole face. Well, you just can't appreciate me because you're not a woman. They picked me for this picture because they needed a good-looking guy. Now, even you got to admit that I'm good-looking.
All right, you're good-looking. You're handsome. You're a doll. But there's one thing I can't understand.
What?
Why did they pick a homely guy like you? Curly, you don't belong in an Air Corps picture. You never liked airplanes, and you're not accustomed to getting up high.
What are you talking about? Getting high happens to be my bitch.
I'm talking about flying.
Oh. So am I. Now, how about that scene we shot today with me at the controls of that B-29? There we were at 10,000 feet, soaring through the blue.
Hold it.
Dipping and
hold it. Tailspin, Tommy. Plane didn't even leave the ground. That was a trick shot, and you know it.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I begged them to let me go up and shoot that scene in the air. I was anxious to get up there. Height doesn't bother me at all.
Doesn't, huh?
No.
What happened when they tried to make you look taller in the picture?
Well, I don't remember nothing happening.
No, of course you don't. When they put the elevator heels on you, you blacked out. You've never been up in a plane and you're afraid to go up.
I am not afraid. I'd go up in a plane in a minute if it wasn't for my back. What's wrong with your back? It's got a yellow streak running down. Oh, Remley, here's my house. Let's go in.
All right.
And look, Remley, don't tell my kids I'm afraid to fly. They don't think I'm afraid of anything. And well, I don't want them to find out that their idol has feet of clay.
All right, I won't tell them, Clayfoot.
Good. Now stand back while I ring the doorbell.
Why are you ringing the bell? Why don't you use your key?
Well, Alice and the kids have never seen me in this Air Corps uniform. That's why I wore it home today. I can't wait to see their reaction when they see me in this snazzy uniform. Hiya, Phyllis. Is your mother at home?
Yes, sir. Oh, Mommy, there's an old Boy Scout here to see you.
What do you mean, old Boy Scout? I'm your father. Hey, baby Alice, don't you recognize me?
Gee, Daddy, where did you get that uniform?
I wore it home from work.
Mommy, come quick. Daddy's got a job as a Western Union messenger.
What's going on in here? Why, Philip, you're wearing an Air Corps uniform.
Well, I'm glad somebody recognized it. How do I look in it?
Splendid. Oh, Alice, I have wonderful news. Philip's been drafted.
I haven't been drafted. I just happen to have this...
Willie, what are you talking about? Oh, Phil, you're in uniform.
Yeah, and I ain't been drafted.
I knew you wouldn't wait. You've enlisted. What a noble gesture for a man your age.
Now, look, Alice, I have...
I don't have time to talk now. I have to start knitting you a pair of socks.
But, Alice,
And I know you're anxious to return to your post and rejoin your comrades.
Look, I... Comrades? It ain't bad enough. She got me in the army. She's got me on the wrong side. Look, Alice, this is a uniform I wear in the picture.
I know it. Come in the house before somebody sees you. What's the idea of wearing that out in the street? Take it off,
Phil. I will not. I'll have you know I'm proud to be wearing the uniform of the Grand Army of the Republic Studio. Some of the bravest men in history have worn this uniform. Men like John Wayne, Forrest Tucker, Ward Bond, Errol Flynn, Gabby Hayes.
I think Daddy looks wonderful in his uniform.
Me too.
Tell us, Daddy, did anything exciting happen to you at the studio today?
Well, yeah, honey, now that you mentioned it, it really did, yeah. Today I went through a harrowing experience.
Worse than what happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday?
Didn't Daddy tell you? He and his co-pilot were flying at 10,000 feet when suddenly his co-pilot fell out of the plane.
And the fall killed him?
No. Fortunately, he was wearing rubber heels. When he hit the ground, he kept bouncing up and down. And finally, Daddy had to shoot him to keep him from starving to death.
Oh, Phil, how could you? That's an old joke. My father told it to me when I was a little girl.
It's not that old. You may know it, but this generation hasn't heard it yet.
What was the exciting experience you had this morning, Daddy?
Yeah, what old joke happened to you today?
Quiet, stand-in. Girls, I had a hair-raising adventure today. I was up 40,000 feet, cruising around in my B-29, when suddenly my plane burst into flames.
Gee, what happened?
I bailed out. I fell about 5,000 feet, and suddenly I remembered that I'd left my parachute in the plane.
What did you do?
I went back and got it. It ain't safe to be out there without a parachute. Anyway, I strapped the parachute to my back and I jumped. I dropped 40,000 feet straight down with nothing to break my fall.
Why didn't you open the parachute?
Because when I hit the ground, I wanted something soft to land on. What kind of a stupid question is that?
Weren't you hurt when you hit the ground, Daddy?
I never reached the ground.
What happened?
Well, while I was still 200 feet in the air, the director yelled, "Cut!" That was the end of the scene for today. I don't come down until tomorrow. Then, I get killed. I can't wait until tomorrow.
All right.
I can't wait either, because it just happens that tomorrow I do my big scene. Just before I die, I sing.
What a horrible way to go out.
It's not horrible. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Just picture this. After the crash, I'm lying there in the arms of my commanding officer. Francis.
Yes.
And I sing this song to him. Mm-hmm. Music. Mama's on the warpath. Mama's fighting mad. Mama's boiling. Yes, Mama's on the warpath. Poor Papa, Papa got in bad. He's in bad, very bad, awful bad. Mama's on that warpath. Papa's leaving town, cause he's learned that when Mama's on the warpath, it just ain't safe to be around. Get away, get away. So if he runs away, he may live to fight another day. Before she throws him out, you can hear poor Papa yell and shout. Take to the hills whenever Mama's on that warpath. Papa's laying low, cause he knows that when Mama's on the warpath, poor Papa, Papa, better blow, brother, blow, better blow, brother, blow. Mama's on the warpath. Mama wears the pants, cause in our house when Mama's on the warpath, poor Papa, Papa ain't got a chance, not a chance, not a prayer, he's kaput. Mama's on the warpath. Papa's in a jam, and he knows that if Mama's on the warpath, he'd better take it on the lamb, better scram on the lamb. For Papa's got a hunch, Mama's saving up her Sunday punch. She likes him black and blue, so there's only one thing Pop can do. Take to the hills whenever Mama's on that warpath. Give her lots of room, cause as Pop says when Mama's on the warpath, she's really riding on a broom, boom, boom, boom. She's a witch on a broom. Poor Papa's got a hunch, Mama's saving up her Sunday punch. She likes him black and blue, so there's only one thing Pop can do. Take to the hills whenever Mama's on the warpath. Give her lots of room, cause as Pop says when Mama's on the warpath, she's really riding on a broom. Curly, this is the song you sing to your commanding officer?
Gee, Daddy, you must be the best pilot in the world to do all those flying stunts in the picture.
Oh, shucks. It ain't nothing that Eddie Rickenbacker or Lindbergh couldn't do. I tell you something, though, kids. When it comes to flying, there ain't nothing that your old man can't do. I'm probably the bravest pilot that ever lived, and
Daddy,
I want...
Daddy, seeing as you're such a good flyer, will you take us up in a plane sometime?
Why, of course I'll take you up, because when it comes... Was that the phone rang?
Dad, will you take us up in a plane?
That's what I thought you said.
You're not afraid to take us up, are you, Daddy?
Who, me afraid? Why, that's... I... Well, we...
No, you... What he's trying to say is yes.
I am not afraid. If you kids want me to take you up, I'll take you up sometime.
Good. We'll go up this afternoon.
This afternoon? You mean today, this afternoon?
Yeah, this afternoon. The one that comes after this morning and before this night.
I know which one.
We'll be back with the second part of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye show right after this short break.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
brought to you by ASUS.
For weeks now, we've been telling you about the great career opportunities in the tech sector in Calgary, Alberta. And one company looking to hire is R-Curve, developing tech solutions for other companies to help make them more efficient. Jay Gohill, president and CEO of R-Curve, gives us an example.
We would help a company that is trying to automate processes in how they deliver their products to the marketplace, which is we would build a system that would help them track their trucks and the products within their trucks to make sure that they got to the places that they're supposed to be on time and to the right point.
And R-Curve is just one of many Calgary tech companies looking to hire. Check out your career in the tech sector at livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1494. 800-932-1494. 800-932-1494. That's 800-932-1494.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
And now let's get back to Harris and Fay on When Radio Was.
Silly little superstition.
What superstition?
He won't go up in any plane that leaves the ground.
That's not it at all.
Then what is your superstition?
I refuse to fly during any week that has a Friday in it.
Daddy, we want to go for an airplane ride with you this afternoon. Can we please?
Please, Daddy. Will you take us up?
Well, I...
Of course he will, kids.
Ramley.
Now, you girls go up and put your coats on, and your daddy will take you flying.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. I knew you'd say yes.
I didn't say nothing. Liver Lips Lefty's been doing all that.
Oh, boy, our daddy's going to take us flying.
Don't go away, Daddy. We'll be back before you can say Jack Robinson.
Jack Robinson's too late. The flight's off.
Girlie, you can't back out now. I promised the kids. You're going to take him flying. You can't make a liar out of me.
Remley.
Hmm?
You got a match?
Why?
I'm going to set you on fire. Plastic seersucker suit you're wearing should burn pretty good. What's the idea of telling my kids I'm going to take them flying? I don't know how to fly a plane.
You don't have to. I know a guy who runs a flying school. He'll take you on a flight over the city for $10.
But the kids expect me to fly it.
I got that figured out, too. The pilot will let you sit next to him, and the kids will think you're flying a plane.
Yeah, that might work. If the kids don't notice I'm unconscious.
Mean unconscious.
That's the only way you're going to get me in that plane.
Don't be so such a sissy. Flying is perfectly safe as long as you have a good plane and a good pilot.
I'm not afraid of the pilot or the plane.
Well, then what are you afraid of?
Nothing. The nothing that's between the plane and the ground.
Why don't you try flying? You might learn to love it.
I might learn to love jumping in a thrashing machine, too, but I ain't gonna try. I fell in a still once when I was a kid.
I'll tell you, you have nobody to blame but yourself. You started bragging, and you'll have to go through with it. Besides, it'll teach you to conquer your fear.
Do you think so?
Oh, Phil, I think you should go up once. There's nothing to be afraid of. Tell you what, I'll go up with you.
Would you, Mrs. Messerschmitt?
Of course, I'm not afraid. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll put on my blue dress with the built-in parachute, and I'll be right back.
So that's what's wrong with that blue dress.
I thought she was starting to spread a mite.
Hey, Curly, you're going to love flying. You get up about 10,000 feet, and you look down, and you see the Earth. Looks like a small little golf ball, and there's nothing between
please,
you...
Please, Remley, will you please?
What?
Well, I get scared just thinking about it. Gives me the shakes all over. Now, look, Remley, what you've gone and done. Just look at my hands. They're shaking like crazy.
Hi, Mr. Harris, I brought... Oh, you got them early today, haven't you? You look like a Model T trying to get started on a cold morning.
Oh, Julius, leave him alone. Mr. Harris is shaking because he's afraid.
Oh. And what's bothering old Jelly Spine today?
Julius, please. I have a good reason for being afraid.
Mr. Harris, I've been studying psychology, and fear is all in the mind. So stop shaking. Usually can be traced to a lack of security. Just because you're a broken-down old man with no talent, no ability, and... keep shaking.
Hey, the kid's right, Curly. It's all psychological.
Sure. Don't you know there's an underlying reason for everything a person does? For example, Mr. Harris, on the surface you appear to be stupid. But underneath, there's a very good reason for it.
There is?
Yeah, you ain't got a brain in your head. What are you afraid of, anyway?
Well, my kids want me to take them up in a plane, and, well, I've never been up in one, and I'm afraid.
You big sissy. It's nothing but flying. It's just a question of getting used to it. It's like eating olives. When you first ate olives, you didn't like them, but you developed a taste for them, didn't you?
True.
Same thing applies to planes.
All right, get me a plane that'll float in a martini and I'll try.
Mr. Harris, the only people who are afraid of flying are the ones who've never been up. For example, my uncle was always afraid of planes, so he decided to conquer his fear the hard way. He went up in a plane with an open cockpit, and they didn't wear a safety belt or nothing.
Well, did that conquer his fear?
I don't know. We haven't been able to get through to him at the seance yet. Look, Mr. Harris, flying is perfectly safe. I guarantee if you go up, you'll have nothing to worry about.
Are you sure?
Positive. Well, I gotta run along. Now, have a nice flight and... there's one thing you can do for me.
What?
You see my uncle, tell him to get in touch with him.
Get out of here, will you? Now, look, Frankie,
well,
I...
Well, the children and I are ready to go. Let's go to the airport, huh?
Look, Alice, I've been thinking. There really isn't any reason why I should go up.
Curly, please set your mind at ease. My friend is a good flyer, and he's got great planes. So let's get out to the airport.
Hey, Alice, you and the kids wait in the car while Frankie and I make the arrangements for a flight.
Well, Phil, you'd better check on the planes and pilots and be sure they're safe.
No, you got nothing to worry about, Alice. Come on, Curly.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Remley. Alice is right. Are you sure this is a good flying school?
It's the best. It's run by an old friend of mine, Ace Berger. He's a famous flyer.
What's he famous for?
He's the one who plotted the course for Wrong Way Corrigan.
Oh, I can see we're in capable hands.
We're all right. Oh, Curly, he don't fly himself anymore. He has very skilled pilots, and his planes are the best.
What kinds he use?
PBYXTs.
Oh, PIBDICs. Great aircraft. That's fine. Now, look, Frankie, I'm going up for the first time, and I want to make sure that this flying school has the best planes and the best pilots.
You have come to the right place, Harris.
Sure!
My name ain't Schultz.
I know, but I'm tired of saying Brogan!
Brogan, what are you doing here? What happened to Ace?
He isn't here anymore. I bought him out.
Well, Ace wouldn't sell this place. He's making a lot of money here.
Yeah, I know. I had a little trouble with him. I made him a good offer, and he refused to sell me. So I did the next best thing.
What?
I bought it from his widow. Tell me, which one of you guys wants to take the flying lessons?
No, we don't want any flying lessons. You see, we wanted to go up for a flight, but now I don't think I will.
What's the matter? You chicken or something?
No, I'm not chicken, but I'm a little afraid, and I just want to make sure I get a good pilot.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll tell you what, Harris. If that is what's bothering you, your worries are over, because I will take you up personally. Now, what do you say?
Let's try drop dead for size. Look, I ain't going up with you.
All right. I'll let you go up with my best pilot, Bailout Brannigan.
Bailout?
Yeah. You never learned how to land a plane. It's the only way it can come down.
See what I've been telling you, Curly? You got nothing to worry about.
No, of course not. Our planes are foolproof. They're the latest thing. Now, you take this plane right here. Now, this is a masterpiece of aeronautical engineering. See, I built this myself. It has got a streamlined fuselage. It has got four motors and three wings.
Three wings?
Yeah. In case one falls off, you're going to have a spare.
Why should a wing fall off?
You can't depend on the glue they make these days.
Brogan, I don't like to ask stupid questions, but why you got your laundry hanging on them wings?
That ain't laundry. It's a special safety gadget I installed. I put a suit of long underwear on each wing.
Do you mind if I figure this one out for myself? Oh, I got it. Hey, in the winter, the long underwear keeps the wings from icing up. Very good.
That is only one of their functions. They are really there to slow the plane down.
The long underwear slows the plane down?
Sure. When you come in for a landing, you just
let down the flaps. I don't think this is my day for flying. So if you'll excuse me, I think I'll flap
out. Come back here. I am going to prove to you that this is a great plane. Now, look, kid, the most important part of a plane is a motor, and this is the best motor that is made. Now, I just want you to listen to this. While I turn the switch on, you go and you start turning the propeller there.
Okay.
Switch on.
Switch on.
Contact.
Contact.
Atta boy, Harris, you're doing great. Oh, just listen to that motor hum.
What hum? Nothing's happening. How long do I have to keep turning this propeller?
Until the rubber band winds up.
Well, it's been nice visiting with you, Grogan. You've been a splendid host. And if you ever happen to go past my house, I'll appreciate it. Now, look, Remley, let's don't lose any more time around here. I know just the place to go to take the kids up. Come with me. Well, kids, I told you I'd take you up, and I did. But gee whiz, it's kind of good to be back on the old solid ground again. Were you kids scared when you were up there?
No. Were you, Daddy?
Of course not. Hey, pilot, help me unfasten my safety belt and parachute, will you?
Okay. You know something, Bud?
What?
You're the first person who ever asked for a parachute when he went up on my Ferris wheel. Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. It's the latest, the greatest star-studded collection of music ever brought together under one title. It's RCA Victor's 50 All-Time Greats. Here's your choice of any or all of the outstanding hits, past and present, popular and classical. The greatest selling titles of them all. Sung, played, and conducted by some of the world's finest artists. And only RCA Victor could bring you such a superb collection of music. Here's a sample of RCA Victor's 50 all-time greats. Fats Waller's inimitable rendition of I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter. Leopold Stokowski conducting his symphony orchestra in the Blue Danube Waltz. E. Turby playing Claire de Lune. And Vaughn Monroe singing There, I've Said It Again. Yes, this is the collection for you. 50 all-time greats, recorded at 78 and 45 RPM on RCA Victor Red Seal and popular single records. 50 all-time greats, RCA Victor's collection of songs and stars. Buy these recordings singly, or better still, buy them all. Buy them at your RCA Victor dealers.
This is Phil again. I want to say congratulations to a great guy, Walter O'Keefe of Double or Nothing, who celebrates his 21st anniversary on radio starting this week. So make it a date for a lot of fun and tune in Walter O'Keefe and Double or Nothing starting Friday, May the 25th, for a full week. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
This program was produced, transcribed by Paul Phillips. Remember, whether you're buying a television set, a radio, a Victrola phonograph, or records, put your faith in the cornerstone of American home entertainment for three generations. RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Phil the Flying Sergeant, an episode from May 20th, 1951. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, another married couple comedy, as Jim and Marion Jordan star as Fibber and Molly McGee, right after this break.
From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
Hear out-of-this-world episodes from series like X-1, Suspense, and 2000+, in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection of Great Radio Science Fiction. Great Radio Science Fiction is regularly priced at $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $19.99. That's half price, and get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT33.
Countdown for blast off.
Get your copy of Great Radio Science Fiction today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock.
Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Some areas in your business have a stronger signal than others. Web pages load slowly. Wi-Fi goes from strong to weak for no reason. There's a lag when streaming. Sound familiar? Then your business or home Wi-Fi needs an upgrade. So why not check out TP-Link's Omada SDN or software-defined networking Wi-Fi for business? The benefits? Well, first of all, there's higher efficiency with centralized cloud management. Plus, Omada is easy to monitor, and managing your network happens through the cloud through a single interface. Another benefit is higher security with a ton of options. And Omada is one of the most affordable business Wi-Fi solutions out there. So from restaurants that need high quality and full Wi-Fi coverage to education where the challenge is high density, TP-Link's Omada SDN is strong and reliable. Check out tp-link.com for more on the Omada SDN.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we heard from Phil Harris and Alice Faye, a showbiz couple who also had a 54-year marriage from 1941 until Phil's passing in 1995 at age 91. Right now, another real-life couple doing the radio thing. Jim and Marion Jordan starred as Fibber McGee and Molly for more than two decades, often finishing at or near the top of the ratings. This episode, known as Fibber's Straw Hat, is from April 28th, 1942.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with songs by the King's Men and music by Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Rise and Shine. Everything that's been said and written on the subject, you certainly don't need me to tell you to take better care of your automobiles. And yet, I'll bet that half of you still haven't done anything about that paint job. You can take it from me, if you want your car to look presentable a year or two hence, you'd better give it an occasional cleaning and polishing now. And of course, do it the easy modern way, with Johnson's Car New, that both cleans and polishes in one application. Two jobs at once in quick time. In less time than you thought possible, Car New will have your car looking like it just came off the production line. That's why folks say your car looks like new when you use Car New. And here's an extra tip. If you want to give that rejuvenated finish maximum protection against sun and weather, try adding a coat of wax, either Johnson's Auto Wax or the regular household wax. By the way, Johnson's Car New is spelled C-A-R-N-U. Save what you have. Conserve. Make what you have do a little longer. That's the watchword nowadays. And the master of 79 Wistful Vista is not one to violate a national policy. So here, gazing speculatively at his last year's straw hat, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
McGee, what on earth are you going to do with that straw hat?
What do you suppose I'm going to do with it? I'm going to wear it.
Well, now, isn't that carrying conservation to extremes? Why, it looks terrible.
Well, I'll either wear this summer or I'll wear that checkered golf cap.
Oh, no, no. No, not that, dearie, not that.
Okay, so I'll wear this. What do they charge to clean a straw hat?
Oh, 50 or 75 cents, ordinarily. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I think they'd make a special rate of $4.
Well, I can get a new one for $2.95.
Well, that's what I was hinting at, in my delicate way.
Well, I'm not going to do it. The government wants us to conserve, and by the million merry men of the mighty MacArthur, I'm going to conserve.
Well, when you get through with that miracle, you might take a minute off and invent a shower curtain that won't slap you in the face when your back is turned. And
and vice versa.
He threw that in. Now, don't worry. I can make this hat look like new. We got any art gum?
Now, listen, cleaning that thing with art gum would be like bombing Tokyo with confetti.
Well, doggone it, what do you use to clean a straw hat?
Well, if everybody knew that, what would the people do who clean them for a living?
Okay, I'll find a way. I'll bet the drugstore has got a preparation that'll clean straw hats. Give me the phone.
Here.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me Kramer's drugstore on the corner of Mert. Is that you?
Oh,
how's every little thing, Mert? It is, eh? What's eh, Mert? Your uncle. Smashed his face and broke one of his hands.
Oh, what's the matter, McGee? Did he drop his watch?
Oh, sure. Hello, Mert. Nah, she guessed it right off. What's that, Mert? Okay, I'll call later.
Say, look, dearie, I don't think the government would care if you threw that hat away and got another one. If you wear this one, it'll be bad for morale.
Whose?
Mine.
Well, I'm sorry. I've made up my mind to clean this hat. And by the merry, mighty men... No, I said that. You know what I've made... You know when I've made up my mind?
Indeed I do, precious boy. You're about as flexible as a poker. And just as busy stirring things up.
You're listening to the Fibber McGee and Molly Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2. Crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf, Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
And now back to Fibber McGee and Molly on When Radio Was.
I got character. All us McGees have got that old persistence need. We follow through. When we start something, we finish.
You don't say.
Yes, sir.
How about that chip in the bottle you started to carve in the spring of 1928?
Well, I got my finger stuck in the neck of the bottle and had to bust it. I couldn't go through life waving a three-masted schooner at people, could I?
Oh, I don't know. It might give you a little individuality. People would say, you know Fibber McGee. He's the man with the sloop on his pinky.
Well, gee whiz, a fella can't always just... Hey, we got any peroxide?
I think so. What for?
I bet I can clean my straw hat with that. It's a bleach, ain't it?
Well, yes, I think it is. But I never heard of anybody cleaning a hat with it.
Well, I'm going to try it anyway. What can I lose?
Well, you can lose a hat. And I can lose a bottle of peroxide. But go ahead now. Where would the steamboat be today if Eli Whitney hadn't invented the cotton gin, is what I always say. I'll go get you the peroxide, dearie.
Where would the steamboat be today if Eli Whitney... Well, Whitney didn't invent the steamboat. What'd the cotton gin have to do with the steamboat if... Well, of course, they carried cotton in steamboats, but if Fulton hadn't... But Fulton didn't invent the cotton gin. That was Whitney. So if the steamboat had... Doggone it, I wish Molly would get her facts straight. I can't sit around here all day. Come in.
Hi, mister. What you doing?
Oh, hello, sis. I'm going to bring this Katie back to life.
Hmm?
I says I'm going to launder this lid, this straw hat. I'm going to clean it.
How?
Huh?
Hmm?
You says, how am I going to clean it?
I know it.
Well, that, sis, is a moot point.
Oh.
What's the matter? Don't you know what a moot point is?
Sure I do, I betcha. My uncle has a moot, and it's a pointer.
Oh, that's a mutt, not a moot. You better run along now, sis. In a few minutes, I'm going to be deep in the heart of skimmer scraping.
Can we talk business a minute, mister?
Oh, business, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as the furnace says, when the guy walks up with a nasty look, something tells me I'm going to be shook down again. So let's get to it, sis. What's the racket?
I don't hear anything.
No. I mean, what's your angle? What business are you referring to?
You mean what am I selling? Seeds.
Seeds?
Sure. Vegetable seeds. Sparrowgrass seeds and radishes and cabbages and turnips and potatoes and marshmallows and petunias.
Oh. Wait a minute. You can't eat petunias.
You ever try any?
Well, no, but petunias...
And petunias and onions and carrots. And cod liver oil.
You can't plant cod liver oil either.
You can as far as I'm concerned, mister. I despise it. You want some seeds, huh?
No, I don't believe I'd care.
Haven't you got a victory garden, mister? Haven't you?
No, I've been thinking of starting one, but somehow
look,
I just...
Look, mister.
Hmm?
Look. How can we win this war if everybody says, well, I've been thinking of doing something, but I never did it?
Well, sis, you really got a point there, and
My teacher says that every single vegetable we grow means so much more food for our soldiers and sailors. She says we gotta have a green land here for those boys in Iceland.
Well, that's a very good idea, and
She says we have an ocean between us and Australia, and an ocean between us and Europe, and if we have an ocean that we can just sit around doing nothing, we better get smart.
Your teacher is a very intelligent
She says that an army travels on its stomach, and if we don't keep them full of fuel, we just don't know our groceries.
Well, you're absolutely right, sis. Give me $2 worth of seeds, and I'll get to work
and
tomorrow.
Furthermore, mister, my teacher says it's much better to get blisters on our hands than calluses on our hearts. And whether we're buying bonds or planting vegetables, there's only one thing we gotta do, and that's dig, dig, dig.
With Molly actress Marion Jordan putting on her little girl voice as Teeny, that was the first half of a wartime era episode of Fibber McGee and Molly, which originally played on April 28, 1942. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Even before that series debuted on radio in the spring of 1935, Marion had played a young girl character on earlier Chicago-based radio programs. For example, the quarter-hour comedy known as Smackout, which also starred her husband Jim Jordan, and was created and written by Don Quinn. It aired from 1931 until 35. But why was it called Smackout? I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Music Rewind.com offers you 75 number one country hits, an essential collection of your favorite classic country songs on three CDs for only $19.98.
your 75 number one country hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and get a special rate on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code SPECIAL33. Hurry, call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember, promo code SPECIAL33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Wants episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about Fibber McGee and Molly stars Jim and Marion Jordan's earlier radio comedy known as Smack Out. It aired out of Chicago from 1931 to 35. Jim played Luke Gray, the proprietor of a small-town general store. Marion voiced most of the female characters, including Luke's girlfriend, as well as Teeny, an inquisitive young girl who later showed up frequently on Fibber McGee and Molly. Ah, but why was this series called Smack Out? You see, whenever a customer came into the general store to ask for something, Luke's usual response was, "We're smack out of that." That's the name of the show. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But a reminder, please take a moment and visit the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.